Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. Very important broadcast lined up for you today. It is the 21st day of April 2008. On this live Wednesday edition, we'll be here for the next 4 hours from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. Luke Radowski will be joining us in 30 minutes to talk about the arrest of two We Are Change activists in New York City for engaging in the First Amendment. We have some amazing audio of the Secret Service we're going to be playing coming up before he joins us. Then in an hour and a half, Bob Chapman will pop in for an hour with his weekly roving visit to talk about the ongoing deterioration of the global economy by design. And then from 1:30, or from the middle of the third hour into the fourth hour, Richard Reeves does camera work for us. He's also on some of our shoots driven for us. Sounds easy. It's actually hard running around cities while we jump out with cameras. He has worked with the Ron Paul campaign, and he's really into this whole delegate thing. So I thought we'd have him on to explain the different strategies and ideas for Ron Paul in the convention and what people are really talking about doing, what the different camps are. So that should be quite illuminating to try to bring some method to the madness so people understand exactly what they're up to. So Richard Reeves will be in studio to talk about that issue and a couple other things with us coming up from the middle of the third hour into the fourth hour. Then I'm going to have another news blitz the last 30 minutes of that fourth hour today as well. People seemed to like that yesterday when I covered about 35 news articles in 30 minutes. Okay, let me just say this. I don't boss Luke Radowski around. I don't boss We Are Change LA or We Are Change Colorado or We Are Change Ireland or any of these groups. A lot of them call me up and say, hey, Schwarzenegger's coming tomorrow. What should we say to him? And I said, well, bring up his belt buckle. Why do you wear Nazi belt buckles on TV and on the cover of Time magazine when your dad was a Nazi? Why do you not repudiate the SS officer who killed American troops, Kurt Waldheim? You've refused to repudiate him. Why are you a Nazi lover? And if he had more time, you know, why do you say that you admire Hitler? We need to embarrass this monster. And they did do that. I'm told that video is coming out in the next day or two. But they only call me about once a week. Different groups call me, ask what my opinion is. I am not in control of these organizations. They're not even in control of themselves. These are true grassroots movements. And it's unstoppable because there's so many facets and arms and different manifestations of it that it's hard for the enemy to set them up or track or trace all of them. That said, I have told my crew, I have told the listeners, I have told Luke, I have told them all that this is under mafia rules with the Bushes and the Clintons and others. And if you've ever worked for the government or you've ever worked for the CIA or FBI or even as a postal person, they have a weird, sick rule that if you criticize them, they will send hit teams to kill you. But if you've never worked for them, this is just what I've found and been told by government people and studied throughout history. It's a weird cultural tribal rule. They tend to leave you alone to a certain extent, to a greater extent, if you leave their families alone. You see, I want my family left alone, too. I mess with the kingpins, I mess with the men, or I mess with women who've got pants on like Hillary Clinton who are trying to take my liberties and freedoms. I do not mess with their squaws. Now, I'm not saying We Are Change is bad, but I did last week when I heard they were going to do this. I said, bad idea, don't do it. I talked about it a lot in the office. I said, I'm worried about it. And people are like, well, it's just politely going up and bringing up, you know, the fact that... And overall, I think it's a good thing to do, but you're going to see totally different actions from the establishment when you do that. So just as a rule, leave the mafia dons... wives and daughters and sons alone. Leave them completely alone. We'll be right back.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future,
Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
You can trace every disease, every illness, and every ailment to mineral deficiency. That is a quote from two-time Nobel Prize winner Linus Pauling. Because fruits and vegetables in their raw form are better absorbed, retained, and utilized than if heated, the Champion Juicer is the best way to get your nutrients your body craves. The Champion Juicer chews the fibers and breaks up the cells of vegetables and fruits. This gives you more fiber, enzymes, vitamins, and trace minerals. Juicing a combination of raw fruits and vegetables is documented to not only treat minor illness, but also is shown to reverse once thought incurable life-threatening diseases. Juicing with the Champion Juicer also promotes fast, healthy weight loss and pure body cleansing. Put the Champion Juicer to work for you and your family. Get creative with your juicer and add a grain mill attachment to make your own healthy, fresh flour. The Champion Juicer also makes great nut butters and frozen sorbets. The world's finest juicer is Champion Juicer. Ask for it at your favorite health food store online today.
If you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best-tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, here's some exciting news. There's a new product designed to make growing delicious produce easy. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants that works by providing true broad-spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. What does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency Hybrix wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's also perfect for growing your own survival foods and might just be the ultimate hard times barter item. To grow tastier fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I'm just telling all activists this, whether they're 9/11 Truth, We Are Change, InfoWars groups. I'm not making a moral judgment. It's kind of like I'm a navigation system on a boat with a GPS telling you where there are rocks right underneath the surface, where dangerous shoals are. And you're going to get a different response, even if you are 100 yards away from Laura Bush and one of her daughters. And even if you are polite, you are going to be physically attacked. You are going to be set up. You are going to go to jail. And God forbid you get video or photos of the daughters falling down drunk on each other. You're going to be mailed weaponized U.S. government super anthrax, and you're going to die. And the news is going to say Al-Qaeda did it. Now, later, the History Channel will come out and admit the government did it, as they've now done. That's right. But that's kind of just a threat to everyone. Hey, we mail anthrax out. We bomb innocent countries. We attack skyscrapers with remote control aircraft. We kill you, slaves. And they're totally arrogant. They're full of bravado, chutzpah, whatever you want to call it. And it's hard to get their attention as they're busy destroying the planet and murdering people en masse. The only way you can get it is by going up and messing with their women. And, you know, I mean, their maids, their servants, their babysitters, they're dying all the time, getting run over, being found in the Kennebunkport water. I mean, every year or so, another member of the household gets killed because they just smart off or say something. I mean, these are dangerous, dangerous, dangerous killers. Just look at their women. I mean, they look like completely crazed satanic maniacs. Remember Barbara Bush, George Herbert Walker Bush's wife on Larry King Live, what was it, 2002? She was saying, leave my family alone. You can criticize George or anybody you want, but you criticize any of my family, you are dead. And Larry King said, what do you mean? I've got to pull that. We have a transcript of that. We wrote an article about it on Infowars.com. And Larry King said, what do you mean? She said, what I just said, we will kill you. I mean, they publicly say they'll commit murder on national television. So just understand that. I've told the story of my buddy. It was actually Kevin Booth. When he still lived here in Austin, it was his wife, Trey's 40th birthday. So we were at City Grill Steakhouse downtown. And this is like 3 months after 9/11. And we're walking in and these federal marshals freak out and they go, Alex Jones, I was just listening on the radio today. What are you doing here? And I said, what are you doing here? And he goes, I'm not allowed to say, but just please let them eat in peace. So I go in. It's a big restaurant. Guess where they sit us? I'm wondering who it is. They seat us right next to the Bush daughters who are drinking. I think they hadn't turned 21 yet. They're drinking wine. They're with two heavy metal guys with devil tattoos all over them. And they're looking at me. And I don't look at them. I just try to give them the vibe of I don't see you. And Kevin's like, I've got a camera in the car. I've got a video camera in the car. I'm going to videotape them. Put it on the web. And I said, yeah, you might as well just go jump out in front of traffic. Do you want Bush to mail weaponized anthrax to you? Remember where the first anthrax letter went of the most weaponized grade, U.S. patented, coated in bentonite? And not just coated, little microscopic wings had been attached to each spore, okay? Only patented by the U.S. Super advanced. It was mailed directly to American media, the owners of the Inquirer, to the editor, who was the one that paid to have camera people follow the Bush daughters. And it was mailed to his office, and he died of respiratory failure from the anthrax U.S. government weapon op. So, then Daschle and other Democratic leaders got mailed it. Al-Qaeda mailed it to the anti-war people. Oh, my God. What is it you won't buy? It's kind of like they just chopped up that Palestinian school teacher here in Austin for mailing school books to Palestinians. Just chop him up in public, tie him up, ground him, have the cops say he committed suicide. It's a message to everybody. The cattle will still believe that you tie yourself up and gag yourself and cut yourself up in pieces and throw yourself in the water. But to the rest of us that understand what's going on, I mean, why would Mossad run around in his front yard with machine guns? The neighbors have now confirmed. It's all so you know. Yes, we're here. I mean, why do you think Ariel Sharon told the AP and UPI, we're going to kill U.S. citizens on U.S. soil if you aid the Palestinians or if you get in the way of anything we're doing? It's a message. We will kill you. We rule you. You are slaves. Period. Now, I commend the amazing courage, founding father level courage that We Are Change. They are confronting Schwarzenegger. They confronted Kerry this week. They are the main event in the new film, 9/11 Chronicles, Truth Rising, Part 1, Truth Rising. I just am telling them where the rocks are. And to leave the women of these mafia dons alone. Now, what happened to them was an absolute outrage. Of course, it's a total violation of the First Amendment. The gang member-like Secret Service are completely creepy. They say, we don't want to hear about your Constitution. We got Luke coming on in a few minutes. Gary, one of the great guys at We Are Change, you've seen him in many videos. He'll list a lot of facts calmly. I've seen him confront many people, including Robert Kennedy Jr., where he just politely listed some facts. He did that as Laura Bush and one of her daughters walked by. And a large man, and I've talked to four different witnesses who saw it. Of course, people were so befuddled when it happened that one girl only had a snapshot camera, and she dropped that. They smashed Gary's camera. That's why we don't have it, why we don't have the tape. smashed it, destroyed it, tape's gone. And this huge guy just attacks Gary and starts pummeling, I mean, just beating him. The police then arrested Gary, staged the arrest of this guy, let him go instantly at the police station. He wrote him a note. Gary saw, handed it to him. They let him go. Probably staged. We're going to put the video of this guy up. I mean, it's still photos. One lady thinks she got still photos. And then they charged him with third-degree assault. So then they also arrested Matt Lepasek, who got into the event. He's the guy who got arrested in New Hampshire for asking Giuliani a question. Remember that? All on video. Never touched the cops, and the cops tried to charge him with assaulting them, but then they had to drop it. I mean, they, thank God there was video of it, or he'd be in prison right now. And the cops all stand around the video we've got and decide how to frame up Gary. That's on video, too. Remember, we have the police working with Larry Silverstein's goons walking up and saying, we're going to claim you've got bombs. We know you're not a terrorist, but we're going to put you in jail. We're going to frame you if you don't leave. And then Luke says, okay, I'll leave. Please don't frame me. And they say, no, it's too late for that. We're going to frame you now. That video's on the web. Wait till you see it in this film, the actual video on DVD, not, you know, a cruddy internet version. So we are Change Ireland on video. The guy shoves him in the back, runs around, shoves him in the face, chases one of them. This is a former, you know, guy tied in with the heavies in Ireland, very serious character. Now a EU parliament member selling out sovereignty of Ireland. He attacks them. He's chasing them. They give the video, audio, everything to the Sunday Times, BBC. They don't care. It's put out. Associated Press, TV in the U.S., that an anti-EU gang viciously attacks and steals the bag and beats and tackles and tortures. They said everything but torture. They implied it. This poor, innocent, and then the police did nothing. It was We Are Change that called the police. So we're seeing the setups. We're seeing people show up with signs behind We Are Change with international TV crews in tow, Fox News, BBC, you name it, with signs saying that We Are Change, that 9/11 Truth was behind the bombing of the facility, the Army, Navy, Marine Corps recruiting center in Times Square, which itself was a big firecracker. Which weeks before, Geraldo saying, we're going to bomb, we're terrorists. And then he says that day, it's probably 9/11 Truth. And then all the other shows parrot that and say, we should, quote, be arrested and sent to camps and tortured. Those are quotes, to secret camps and tortured. As a talking point, the government has their top al-Qaeda minion, al-Zahari, come out and say that Israel, the U.S., no one's involved in 9/11, that 9/11 Truth works for Ahmadinejad. Of course, it's just some fake audio tape put out by the Intel Center, as usual. It never ends with Adam Perlman / Adam Gadana, the ADL, openly doing al-Qaeda tapes, threatening everyone. I mean, how dumb do you think we are? So know this, We Are Change. We Are Change is the peaceful Black Panthers of our day. But they're engaging in guerrilla information warfare and confronting the criminals and the traitors of this country. And so they're trying to infiltrate you. They're trying to set you up right now, but there's too many chapters. We need to form more chapters. We need to form other groups under other names. We need to everybody go out and confront politicians so that our InfoWar peaceful attack pattern cannot be analyzed or dealt with, because it is completely organic and completely random with chaos theory, and they can't respond even with their predictive computers. It's unpredictable. And then it continues to capture the media spotlight, capture media events, inject 9/11 Truth into the consciousness as more and more big hitters go public, presidents and prime ministers and governors and congresswomen and men, all going public saying it's an inside job. We're very close to bringing down the terrorist. Okay? But know this, We Are Change on the front lines, ladies and gentlemen, in the second 1776 in the info war. They need your prayers now. And they need to break off and leave the women alone.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calbin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Yeah, the Bush crime family has made public statements repeatedly warning everyone to leave their family alone. And I'm not saying it's not your right and duty to go up and confront them and yell at them. I'm told it wasn't even really yelling. You know, how do you feel knowing your husband, knowing that your father carried out the 9/11 attacks? These guys have got a lot of courage, ladies and gentlemen. A lot of courage. And I hope the White House doesn't double cap them all in the head. I hope they don't mail them anthrax and claim they'll have Al-Zahari come out and claim he's behind it. It's just no end to these people. They're very dangerous. I'm playing this to beat them, ladies and gentlemen. We need to grow the We Are Change chapters now. We need to confront every scumbag politician from local to national. And let's go ahead and start airing the audio of We Are Change while they're outside. They're about 50 yards away, and they're coming over to some of the other members that didn't get arrested, who are back further, so they couldn't get it all on video, telling them, you know, just get out of here, and or threatening to arrest them. Just goons in plain clothes, not saying who they are. And again, it's all in the name of the president being safe. Oh, I have mainstream news articles here where in California, 1 million police cannot get drunk driving, cannot get tickets, are literal gods. See, it's all about their security. And they say after 9/11, that's why. It's our security. We're just better than you. It's all about this sick upper class. It goes government officials, cops, illegal aliens, and then down on the bottom, citizens. Let's go ahead and air some of the audio from the video that's up on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com right now.
Not today, it's not. Not today, it's not. Well, you're staying right here, or else you're going to be on that sidewalk, all right? You want to be on that public sidewalk, or you want to be on that public? I sure think.
Stop right there. So he politely, they're walking up towards the event, and this guy in plain clothes comes over, Secret Service, and says, go over to that sidewalk. And he just says, real nicely, it's on video, well, who are you? He says, who are you? How dare you ask me who I am? I mean, go back to it.
My name's Tom Flynn. I'm with the Secret Service. Who are you? You got some ID? You have a driver's license? Let me see your driver's license. Well, hey, you asked me my identification. Let me see your identification.
But I wasn't doing it.
Why'd you need to see my identity? What was I doing wrong? Listen, in about 2 seconds, you're going over to the other sidewalk.
But do you understand why I asked you and why you cannot ask me? Because this is the law.
Are you kidding me? You're telling me the law?
Well, I know
the law. All right, you stay right there.
Okay. But where have you been? Are you signing up?
I'm talking to you, all right? Am I touching you?
I mean, you can't tell me where I could go, where I cannot go.
You want a bet? You want a bet?
Yes. I mean, I know my rights. I know I didn't do anything.
This is called a protected zone, okay? The United States Secret Service creates a protected zone.
Stop right there. See, now they're making whole cities protective zones. They made Ottawa a protective zone and then, quote, said no protesting allowed in the whole city into Montebello, across the river. And then they hired police to stage as anarchists so that they could physically attack. Our Secret Service was running it in Canada. That came out in the major Canadian papers. Remember, that's who the Secret Service is. These are the guys who were ordered to stand down in Kennedy's motorcade. And there's the famous film of them waving their hands saying, why have we been ordered to stand down? This is a Secret Service that hires and orders police to stage events so they can attack peaceful protesters. This is a Secret Service that opened the door to take out Lincoln. Now, I'm not saying all the Secret Service is like this, but it is the Secret Service. See, that was right back when they were changing the name of secret societies to intelligence agencies. And so it's got the old name of what it is, a secret society. Let's go back to it.
Protecting town. You want to look that up on the internet? Go ahead.
But still under the U.S. Constitution.
Don't give me the U.S. Constitution.
No, but that's what gives you.
Did you hear that?
Creates this country.
Hit pause. Rewind it about 10, 20 seconds. Did you hear that? Don't give me that Constitution. It's like Bush signed the executive order. Even after they gave him White House memos, the generals refused to sexually assault children with pliers, torture women in front of their husbands. And this is all mainstream news. I told you about it 6 years ago, that they were torturing people in the Middle East. I told you 5 years ago with the invasion. But now it's admitted. George Bush signed an order saying do it. And they spy on everybody. They do whatever they want. They violate all the laws. They've been taking your DNA for 35 years at birth and putting it in a DNA database. These people are crooks. The Constitution. FEMA teaches police that it is the enemy of the government, that the founding fathers are bad. I have the traitors on video. They are the terrorists.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
World Products now is introducing the new Detoxer foot and body pads that work while you're sleeping to pull heavy metals and toxins from the body. Our Detoxer pads release unwanted toxins, relieve stress and pain, and improves the immune system, circulation, and blockages all while you're sleeping. Very simply, you put one pad on each foot before bedtime and go to sleep. And when you wake up, the toxins that are drawn out of the body will be in the pads. You peel them off and throw them away. It's that simple. Call 908-691-2608. We encourage our customers to detox in as many ways as possible to bring the body back to a balance. The average person is exposed to hundreds of chemicals daily. This is one of the many powerful ways to detox the body. We recommend you try our Detoxer foot pads and see and feel the difference for yourself. Call today at 1-908-691-2608. Our Detoxer foot pads are vegan and environmentally friendly and do not contain chitosan. Call today, World Products Now, at 1-908-691-2608.
I'm Dr. Arthur Perry, and I'm a plastic surgeon, and I see a lot of people who come to my office for facelifts and collagen injections. But I want to tell you today about a product that I developed. It's called Night Skin, and it helps your skin look younger without needles, without acid peels, and without a facelift. In 12 hours, it will make your skin seem smoother. In 12 hours, it will stimulate collagen production. And in 12 hours, it will promote elastin growth in your skin. What does this all mean? Well, this is the stuff that makes your skin firm and healthy and helps you look younger. Night Skin is real, and the results are real. And it contains only proven ingredients that work to lighten age spots, smooth the skin, and help diminish the appearance of wrinkles. It's easy, and in 12 hours, you'll see it works. Try it risk-free today.
To order Night Skin risk-free, call 1-800-457-9914. Learn how to get a risk-free bottle by responding to this ad. Call 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, M.D. I'm the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutraMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871, for the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., we've added a fourth hour. PrisonPlanet.tv members can watch video in studio of the fourth hour. PrisonPlanet.tv, check it out today. Yep, the head of the National Enquirer put photographers on the Bush daughters. And he was the first to get mailed that weaponized anthrax. Along with every other Bush enemy. These people don't play games. They blow up your own federal buildings with you in them, cops. They attack our own buildings. They put poison in our water. These are hardcore killers. Every day, every morning, every night, when I wake up, when I go to sleep, I consciously let that burn into my brain. I let that sink into my soul. And I tell you, that'll humble you. And then fancy cars, big houses don't matter anymore. You don't feel inadequate anymore. You don't feel insecure like most Americans who've been ruined by Madison Avenue to feel inadequate. You realize what life's really about, and you do smell the coffee. You do enjoy the green grass and the blue skies and the pretty little colored fishes swimming around in a mountain stream. when you look down at them, or a doodle bug crawling along in the grass. You appreciate life because you realize that we're in a jungle, and you realize we got monsters running our society. Play that audio again to the Secret Service guy saying, "Don't give me that Constitution. Don't you give me that." Finish playing it.
This is called a protected zone, okay? The United States Secret Service creates a protected zone whenever there's a protecting town. You want to look that up on the internet? Go ahead.
But still under the U.S. Constitution.
Don't give me the U.S. Constitution.
No, but that's what gives you. So creates this country. I'm just trying to protect myself.
Look it up on the internet,
buddy. On the street, telling you
Title 18, U.S.C. 3056. Look it up.
Somebody, look it up, buddy.
All right, it goes on and on. We'll play more later. It gets even worse. But there have been a bunch of federal and state court cases that the Secret Service has won. Some of them, lost a few of them, but they've won most of them. Famous case of South Carolina, 2004. Fellow with no criminal record had a sign saying, "Get us out of Iraq." In another case, the guy had no blood for oil. What was that, in Tennessee? And he was standing there at an impromptu rally for George Bush. About 500, the AP reported about 500 supporters were there. There were just a couple people against. The Secret Service came over and said, "They're all allowed to be here without a permit. You're not allowed to." And they said, "Leave." And the guy said no, and they arrested him. And he got a year in prison for that, federal court. Oh, yeah, this is East Germany. This is go to the gulag. This is China, where you go out and you protest in Tiananmen Square, you go to jail. There it's 3 years, first time to the gulag, reeducation. Here it is 1 year. And it's all about keeping these drug-dealing, murdering, mafia crooks like Clinton and Bush and Hillary and the rest of them and McCain in power. Like we're a bunch of terrorists. Meanwhile, the border's wide open and they're bringing in record numbers of every group you can imagine. Has nothing to do with security. There was a case in Tennessee where I think it was Memphis. I had the guy on that was about 3 years ago, too. It was in the local Tennessee papers. This guy was a Republican, Vietnam vet, owned a coffee shop right by the federal building. Bush was coming into town in a couple days, and Secret Service, well, it was actually assigned to Secret Service, federal marshals, came in and said, "Listen." And they said real bossily. The guy said he thought he was like in a third world police state. Forget his name. We interviewed him again 3 years ago. And they were real rude to him. And he said, "Well, what are you talking about?" And then they said, "Listen, you're not allowed to put signs up saying you don't like Bush in your windows. We're telling all the businesses this. Do you understand? You will be arrested. This is a no-protest zone if you put signs in your business windows." Then later he talked to the neighbors and found out there were some that didn't like Bush that were planning to put signs up, and they were already spying on him, tapping the phones on the route where Bush, I mean, that's what they do everywhere. Armies of these guys. And the guy said, "I'm a Vietnam vet. I was a Republican. I'm no longer." He said, "I love law enforcement. I love the government. I sell them coffee all day." You know, the guy was basically one of their bootlickers. But he said, "I'm putting a sign up in my window." And, of course, they did nothing. But that's what this has become now. A political commissar. That's what they were in Russia and China. A political officer comes in and says, "I am here to make sure you do not put up sign. I am here to make sure that when the head of the Politburo comes into your city 2 days from now, that you do not say anything that would be embarrassing of him. Do you understand, comrade?" Of course, Luke Radowski's, his family fought against the communists and had to leave Poland as political dissidents. And now his family is just now starting to wake up to the fact that what Luke's been saying for 6 years is true, that the evil is here, not just in Russia, not just in Poland. And now he's dealing with the same type of persecution that they witnessed. Luke Radowski, really amazing what happened. I can only commend you guys for your courage, but I would, unless you want anthrax in the mail, I would just leave. I know you were peaceful, you're not any threat to them, but they don't care. They've said on TV, The matriarch of the family, Barbara has said that they will kill anyone that even bothers them. So I hope they don't kill you. And I'm not being joking about this. Luke, what do you think of this whole situation?
I am livid because Gary is still in jail. He was supposed to see a judge actually this morning, and they're holding him till tonight, and they're still not letting him see a judge. He's not being arraigned yet to this date. He's facing third-degree assault charges for being beat up by this thug who was let go by the police department. I am just livid right now that Matt LePasek had to be dragged out, arrested. His face was slammed into doors. He was slammed into doors being dragged out from the event. I mean, the police officers at the 19th precinct really give a bad name to all the police officers here in New York City, and I am livid right now that this is going on.
Well, let's be clear. Gary, and there's a bunch of witnesses to this, they smash his camera. Gary, and Gary's a very nice fella, you know, he just said in a loud voice from across the grate, behind the grate in a controlled area where the slaves are penned, what exactly did he say, Luke? We're told that he said, you know, how does it feel knowing that your husband, your father, is responsible for the 9/11 attacks. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's exactly what he said, and the video of him saying it is actually up on the website. And then you see him getting assaulted. You see him.
Leave
me alone. And you see the camera being turned up. The camera was smashed. The camera is broken.
Okay, so as of last night, I thought the tape wasn't working. You were able to get it working, so it's now on the video. It's a new video that's up?
The video is up on WeAreChange.org. It's the main video on InfoWars and PrisonPlanet.com right now.
Okay.
And it's the video of everything that happened yesterday. Sadly, we do not have video of Gary being assaulted, but there are many witnesses, which we got on tape, which we got on video. You're describing exactly what happened. This man wanted to fight. Everything was over. Gary was walking away. Laura Bush
were
driving out.
This is a secret service that commands the police to stage events. They've been caught.
Exactly.
Trying to destroy our First Amendment.
Yeah, and we're being attacked on all sides here, and I think there's a reason for that, because we're really winning this info war. We're winning the minds of the American people, and that right now the system is staging provocateur attacks on us from all sides. We're being attacked everywhere. Ground Zero, we're being attacked in Ireland. We Are Change LA was also arrested. And I would just like to put out a call to any lawyers listening. If we could get any legal representation to help us, we would really appreciate it.
In New York, we need civil rights lawyers. We need to show that this was racketeering, that this was civil rights violation, a conspiracy. This was done by design to not just violate his First Amendment, but to then set him up with false charges.
Exactly, and we're looking for any lawyers to help us out. And if you're not a lawyer, if you could donate, we could buy some legal counsel. We're looking for as much help as we could get right now, because we definitely need it. We're going to make this a huge deal, because this is a huge deal, because we're standing up for the Constitution.
I don't want to give any names out. You're getting the video of Schwarzenegger and how you guys were assaulted up. But there's an individual who has run up to you guys, bitten people on the face, slapped people, screamed, tries to stick Hitler mustaches on people, waving signs saying that you guys did the attacks, the attack on the Army Center there in Times Square. I mean, so obvious, showing up with film crews. This is so incredibly obvious. I mean, this is out of control.
I mean, I said it before, I'm going to say it again. Every time they attack us, we're going to raise our efforts twice as much, and that's why you're going to see Arnold Schwarzenegger being confronted, John Kerry being confronted. You're going to see this lunatic attacking us at Ground Zero. And we also got a new eyewitness testimony that saw explosions happening on 9/11 inside the lobby. We're going to be releasing all those videos in the next coming weeks.
You better do it fast, Luke.
We're doubling our efforts. Every time they attack us, we're going to double our efforts. It's time right now. This is 2008. It's now or never, and that's why I'm asking everybody out there to be the change that they want to see in this world. It's time right now to rise up, to confront these criminals, and stand up for this country.
Absolutely, absolutely. We're going to play more of this audio coming up after the break, where some of the witnesses are talking about what they saw happen to Gary. Now, you understand, Luke, I'm not armchair quarterbacking this. I've had experience with this. I'm not saying you guys are bad or wrong. I'm just saying, hey, when you're out in your motorboat, there's some rocks over there and there isn't a buoy. So I'm trying to be a buoy marking shallow water, jagged rocks. You guys did a great job. You shouldn't have been treated like this. My only point is they kill their maids. They kill their nannies. They kill media heads who just even say anything about their family. There is nothing more dangerous than getting next near their family. So I'm just telling you, it's mafia rules. They will leave you alone. basically, as long as you don't get near their family. I'm just saying, stay away. I try to tell you guys. I mean, I'm not trying to be preachy here, but do you see what I'm saying, Luke?
You definitely make a point, and, you know, there's really no reason to go after their families because they're not the real criminals behind this. And we're going to start raising our efforts on the real criminals. Forget their families, forget their wives. We're not even going to concentrate on that no more. We're going to concentrate on the real criminals of 9/11. I'm asking all of our We Are Change chapters, I'm asking everybody listening out there to double their efforts. The time is now. And when we prove to ourselves that whenever they attack us, we raise our efforts, they back down, they stop. Last year when I got the death threats, I doubled my efforts. I confronted David Rockefeller, Giuliani, Edwards, and they stopped giving me the death threats.
By the way, it's not just you saying you got death threats. You have the retired police with active duty police in uniform saying, we're going to frame you with a bomb, we're going to frame you as a terrorist. Hardcore, super felonies on video, and nothing happened. I mean, you guys are under massive attack.
And not only that, I mean, we just recently got more death threats online with YouTube comments, with messages, with emails I get, people saying they're going to kill me, strangle me. I don't care whatever threats they send out to me, because when they do, I'm going to double my efforts, and I'm not scared.
Yeah, let's be clear, Luke. We're already committed to this. We're not worried about getting killed. It's that we want to continue our work and fight the info war in a smart way. We want to continue the work. We want to live to fight another day and defeat the enemy, which we are beginning to see the light at the end of the tunnel. They are not invincible. They will be defeated. They are terrorists.
Look, if they do something to me, the message of We Are Change, the spirit of We Are Change will continue, because it's not about one person. It's about everybody doing what they can, being the difference that they want to see in this world, doing the right thing. That's what's beautiful about We Are Change. It's not about one person. It's about everybody doing something. Whatever they
do. And that is the key to the human spirit. That is the key to the human spirit. The globalists try to get that human spirit to falsely, the false self-sacrifice to serve their evil ends. What will defeat them is the true idea of self-sacrifice for the human community, for justice, for liberty, for freedom, to stop being afraid and commit to this fight. Everywhere the scum is being confronted, the people are discovering they can go in, take over press conferences, take over events, get the media coverage. All these big names are going public. Now they've had Zawahiri, their operative, come out and say that 9/11 truth works with Iran. The Intel Center, as usual, putting out the pointing out the audio, putting up fake video. I mean, it's so obvious they are in crisis mode, Luke.
The tide is turning. The time is right now. It's 2008. We have to do it now before the new president is selected into the office of the White House. We have to do it now. And I just wanted to say, I will never hurt anybody. But I myself, I'm not scared of being hurt myself. And that's what I wanted to put out there. We're a nonviolent, grassroots organization based on the principles of Martin Luther King and Gandhi. Nothing will stop us. We are unstoppable. We are winning the minds of the American people. And the time is right now to stand up and do the right thing. Now or never. It's 2008. We can't wait after the new president is selected.
Look, I just can't believe that they would beat Gary up. And then that they would, I mean, I can believe it, but that's all they do. They attack you and then charge you for attacking you.
Yeah, not only that, but when this nut job at Ground Zero attacked us, Sabrina Rivera actually got a summons to come into court, and she was charged just the same as this nut job that attacked us at Ground Zero. And now we have to go to court with this nut job. That's what they do. That's what the police department, that's what the Port Authority Police Department did at Ground Zero. There's no law, there's no order, there's no respect, there's no justice served here, and that's why we're going public with everything. That's why we have truth on our side, and we're not scared, and we're never going to back down. We're going to double our efforts, we're going to step it up, and we're asking everybody here listening right now to step up with us, because the time is now. It's either now or never.
It is. Or we can submit to the globalists and let them stage more attacks and launch World War III and keep carrying out eugenics against us and keep all of their operations going. I mean, they're attacking us. They draw first blood over and over again. All we're doing is standing up and speaking back and being physically attacked by them and set up by them at every level, showing their criminality. But here's the deal. Whether it's Ireland or whether it's Ground Zero or whether it's Los Angeles, everywhere it's coming out that they attack us and then set us up. On video, everyone's seeing who the bad guys are. Everyone's seeing who the crooks are. Everybody's seeing who the provocateurs are. Everybody's learning. And that's why it's important to go to InfoWars.com, WeAreChange.org, get these videos, get them out to everybody, write stories about it, listeners, explain to everyone what's happening. Let everyone know. Listen, for decades, cops have been above the law. Now, for the last 10 years, all over the nation, depending on which area, they have their own plates. They're above the law. That's just now coming out mainstream news. People are finally finding out that government thinks it's God. It's over, scum. Do you understand? This is real revolution, Luke.
The time is now, and we're making huge headways. We're making a huge impact. Huge people, huge celebrities are coming out. And I don't know about you, Alex, but this is a beautiful time to be alive. And you know, every time I do something, I feel happy. I feel more. I feel so alive by confronting these politicians, by doing the right thing. And whatever happens to me, I don't care, because my soul, my spirit, and my mind is at peace. And what I did is right. And what they're doing is wrong, and they're going to have to live with that. And when they pass away, when they leave this earth, they're going to have to deal with the consequences. And they have to understand what they're going through. And they're going to understand what they did is wrong.
And deep in their gut, they know there's more than just this life. Everybody. There are no atheists in foxholes. Luke, stay there.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today. Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing that the major oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the United States was so strong that they are allowing my listeners to buy one at their regular price of $9.95 and get another one free of charge. If you are not completely delighted with the savings, SFR will refund the purchase price and shipping. Share in the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-USE-SFR-1 today. Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Father's responsible for 9/11. What about the majority of Americans that are saying your father's responsible? Intelligence was manipulated, and your children are being sent to Iraq, and you're all okay with it. You're okay that you're going to go to Iran. Are you never coming? Get out of my face.
We're standing behind.
You only live once. My life isn't about shopping malls and baubles, gold trinkets hanging around my neck. Is your life about that? Are you going to be part of the second American Revolution? Are you going to go toe-to-toe against evil? or are you going to lie down? This is it. This is it. You got to make your decision now. Worldwide, it's the time to commit or submit. I can't submit. I am committed to resist the New World Order. I am committed to spread the word to every hill and mountain, to every valley, to every hamlet, to every city, that the enemy is amongst us and waging war against us. And if they think that they're going to win, they've got another thing coming. All right, let's go back to Luke Radowski. Luke, it is shaking them up. It's freaking them out. There are scores of national programs, every news channel saying we're terrorists. We need to be sent to torture camps. These are quotes, to secretly be tortured, that we need to be killed, that we need to be arrested, that we are with Al-Qaeda. Now they've got the provocateurs trying to say that at Ground Zero. Definitely, we're hurting them bad. This AP article with the supposed top Al-Qaeda, number two to bin Laden, coming out and saying the 9/11 truth works for Iran. I mean, this is unbelievable. Again, I want to repeat, this means we are hurting them bad. They are squealing, ladies and gentlemen. It's like a bully starts a fight with you, and they'll slug you for a while you're punching back. But then you kind of hear that whimper, and then they start crying, and then you can really take them down to the ground in the info war and bust their skull wide open. Luke, in the info war, I smell blood. It's time to really turn the heat up.
This is a critical time, and I pray for everybody listening right now to understand the importance of this time right now, to take action, to get out there, to talk to everybody, to talk to your local police departments, to talk to people in the military, and educate them about the truth, educate them about what's really happening in the United States of America. I really pray for everybody listening right now to get up there, take action, get motivated, and get involved, because this is what life's about. Life's about doing the right thing, doing the good thing. It's not about the shopping malls. It's not about Paris Hilton. It's about standing up for liberty, standing up for life, standing up for peace. And that's what we're about, and that's what I hope people will stand up for. And that's what I pray that people will take action right now and do the right thing.
He's still in the detention camp. These are now little FEMA camps where freedom lovers go here in the United States, just like Tiananmen Square. You go to the camp and get framed here in the so-called free society. 19th Precinct, 153 East 67th Street, 3rd Street in Lex, New York,
just
New
really
York.
Quick, Alex, he was taken down to Central Bookings. We're going to post a new telephone number up on our website where people could call and ask to release Gary. We're going to release his last name so people could call in and demand this man to be released, because he was arrested for being assaulted. This man was beat up. He had marks.
Also, I think it's really, I don't think it's, we don't want to be deceptive, but it's not good that they don't know that the camera was knocked out of his hands and that all of the assault isn't on video, because now they'll continue the frame up. They'd probably drop it if they knew there was video. So, just such criminals. You still give the 19th criminals a call. 212-452-0600. They're hired thugs of the establishment, period. They're there to serve and suck off the slave population while overrunning the country with illegal aliens. 212-452-0600. We'll be right back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Now into hour number two, 3 hours more. Layout before us, a lot of important guests coming up. Vital info straight ahead. Yeah, Gary, Matt Lepasic, other innocents arrested for engaging in the First Amendment by the secret police goons and framed publicly in front of witnesses. Much of it on camera. Give the NYPD, the New York PERP department, the people who work for the private banks that own us, the slaves, who have framed up an innocent American with pleasure and enjoyment as usual, 646-610-5000, 646-610-5000. Not content to run most of the drugs and prostitution in New York for 200 years, the New York Police Department, they've really only been around about 150, but they had constables before that. They're the gangs of New York. Now they have to frame citizens that don't want to be slaves. It's unbelievable, ladies and gentlemen. They physically assault you and then charge you, just like they attacked that black guy, black NFL guy. He doesn't even touch him. They taser him. He begs with his hands, please, please, sir. And the guy just screams with pleasure at the groveling and tasers him. And then they put on the news that the black guy's bad. It's just how it works. And I'm supposed to sit here and enjoy it and say the cops are good. 646-610-5000. Let them know their criminality is all on video. 646-610-5000. Don't give the scum what they want to sit there and act screaming or threatening. Just be, we know you're criminals. We know you engaged in crime. We know you framed him. And we understand, you know, that this will be exposed. You need to stop now and stop being criminals. Stop violating the First Amendment and George Washington, who fought right there in your city. 646-610-5000. And tell them to release Gary. They know who he is. Luke Radowski, in closing, WeAreChange.org. People can support you there. But the big thing is we need New York lawyers or New Jersey lawyers, anybody nearby who can go in with all this footage and witnesses and not just get these false charges dropped, but also start a civil rights lawsuit, which New York loses one every couple of days. They just use taxpayer money to pay it off. That's why they don't care. But Luke, any other closing comments about what's happened? Being arrested for what you just heard earlier, talking about how the Bush crime family is behind 9/11.
Well, I just wanted to say that people should support us. People should help us. Start your own change chapter. Start whatever chapter or organization you want. Just do the right thing. I just wanted to say publicly that I will never commit suicide. I love my life. I will never do anything like that. Whenever they're going to try to frame us again, I just wanted to make that point clear. Call the police precincts, help us out. We're going to start a national movement with the length of every month action where we're going to start educating police officers and military personnel about the truth about what's really going on in this country. Help us out. Join us. Become the change you want to see in this world and help start the second American Revolution.
Absolutely. Luke Radowski, thank you for spending time with us.
Thanks for having me, brother.
You bet. Yeah, you can watch the video up to the time they smash the camera where he gets assaulted. Then you can have all the eyewitnesses on video who saw it all happen. They then describe what happened. We're trying to get a still camera film developed right now that shows this guy's face that did assault him. This is how it works. I remember I was peacefully, back when I really wasn't even anti-Bush, we didn't know what he would do. We knew he was bad. In 2000, during the disputed election, I was down at the Capitol by the governor's mansion, and Secret Service would come up and shove on you and then go, "You planted something violent, Alex." And I'd, in plain clothes, and I'd say, come on, man. Number one, don't touch me. Number two, you know I'm nonviolent. And they'd have the Bush supporters hitting me on the head with their signs, fighting with the Democrats. That was all fine. It was harass us because we were down there with our video cameras. And that's what this country is. It's a bunch of crooks that work for a corrupt government that works for foreign banks that are busy destroying this country right now. All right, I got masses of news I'm going to cover. Then Bob Chapman joins us in 25 minutes. A lot of other audio clips coming up, too. A huge radio show lined up. Very important guest about the Ron Paul strategy. You want to make heads or tails of what's going on with their delegate activities? Well, we'll talk to somebody who's in the thick of it coming up, too. Stay with us.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Harness the power of nature's thunderstorm to make your home smell fresh and reduce the threat of MRSA, black mold, bird flu, and more. The EPA has stated that indoor air is up to 5 times more polluted than outdoors, causing 50% of all illnesses. Now you can protect your home and family with the world's best air purifier using technology developed for NASA. Our patented, proven system eliminates up to 99.9% viruses, bacteria, molds, mildew, and germs from surfaces, and covers up to 3,000 square feet with no expensive filters to replace. Nothing else compares to our product. See the independent laboratory test proving our technology at tryfreshair.com/safehome. Reduce airborne allergens and up to 99.9% of deadly MRSA, black mold, E. coli, and more on surfaces. Go to tryfreshair.com/safehome to order online or call 1-800-492-1073. That's 1-800-492-1073, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern for our easy pay plan today.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are back live. Have you noticed how the police, the military, when they're involved in policing now, yeah, we told you for years that was coming, and now it's here. The Secret Service, all of them just treat you like absolute dirt. I mean, they set up checkpoints 2-3 miles. They move them all the time on a major state road. I mean, a major 4-lane, 2-lane, it gets larger and smaller in different areas. In Crawford, and you just pull up, and they just go, turn around, who are you? I'll arrest you right now. Get back, you. They just look at you like you're just absolute dirt. And I have that here out of the Herald, the Monterey Herald. This is the Monterey newspaper. It's in a bunch of other papers because the newspapers just now discovered that in California, 1 million vehicles, if you want to get technical, 996,000, but that was last year's numbers, they've issued more, are above the law. No tickets, no running red lights, no drunken driving. Now, in Texas, two legislative sessions ago, we read the bill on air, almost passed a law that anyone who'd criticized government or criticized police, this was in the bill, that DPS intelligence would, and they did this, by the way, in the 70s and got caught. It was a big national scandal. They were spying on peace groups, churches. It's really federal intelligence, quite a group of people. I've been surveilled by them. Like, I'm not going to notice a white van parked out front of my house with a black window in the back with an air conditioner on the top with state plates, and you walk over and they won't open the door, but the thing's running, and they get real mad. I mean, come on. Why don't you go surveil some of your cop bosses bringing in narcotics? Why don't you actually, or your whore-running buddies, okay, instead of leaving me alone, somebody that doesn't even speed anymore and still gets pulled over by your random searches? I don't even drink one beer anymore. Period. Not much one beer and drive. Nothing. I do nothing. I pay your taxes to your private banks. I do it all. But I'm going to tell you, you're crooks. Your system is criminal. And I'm sick of bending over to it. I'm sick of mincing words. And I'm not talking about individual police, but the system is as rotten as a dead cow in the ditch that's been dead for a week and a half. And I'm not going to look at the maggots and the bloated guts and the stench and say it's beautiful or say it smells like lavender. I am not going to play along with it anymore. All right, I said I'd cover news, and I'm already going into a complete and total insane rant mode here. Editorial, loophole lets some avoid tickets tolls. Now, this is actually a whitewash article. If you read Out of the Way Peasants, I know I talked about this yesterday, but you've heard me say they're above the law. And in many states, well, I digress. Going back, they almost passed a bill where they will have in all the police computers, not your tickets, not your arrest record, not your DNA type, that's all happening now, not your cell phone tracking lifetime, not all your slave identifiers. And that's what we are, slaves. Here to be chemically attacked, here to be lobotomized, here to be enslaved, here to be sterilized, here to die. We serve the globalist. You too, cops, they're chemically attacking your children every day, public documents. You're too dumb to look it up. Maybe some of you aren't. Maybe you will. I call the public dumb too, folks, not just you. Your house is on fire. I'm trying to get you up and get you out of it. You're laying there in your bed, lowing, laughing at me. I don't have time for it, man. I'm risking my life here. That's why I get mad. Hold on. Let me just settle down. They almost passed a law in Texas, and some states have done it, where they watch your political statements. So the police know when they pull you over if you are someone who's been critical of them. I'm not kidding. So they can have their way with you. So they can push you around. They already, all over the country, every major department has squad cars. L.A.'s got hundreds of them. Houston's got a bunch. Austin had just bought, what, four or five a few years ago. I don't know what they have now. That just randomly read everybody's plates and run your plates, which state law in every state says is illegal. They're not supposed to just randomly run your plates, but they just do it. Oh, we have computers that randomly run your plates to look for stolen cars. Sure you do. When my car got stolen twice, you wouldn't come out. But it's to look for stolen. Just like the gunshot detectors they put in 1998 in Austin. There's now hundreds of them with the thousands of cameras. They said, we're gunshot detectors. And you went to the company's website. They bragged it was to listen to people at 200 yards away. And no one ever got busted from the gunshot detectors. They're really microphones all over the city. So to know who you are and to know what you've said about them, like a Google search in their computer. They already have Google in most of their cars, and they're already doing web searches on everybody in a lot of the departments. Some departments don't allow it. So they're all little intelligence operatives. They're all little commissar political officers. And they wanted to know, and so they could harass you, and it said to the officers for their own safety to know if you criticized them. And that was narrowly defeated and DPS intelligence just runs around doing whatever they want. They're not dealing with rocket attacks and murders and massive kidnappings and dead cops and Los Zetas paramilitary killing cops in Dallas and killing cops in San Antonio. That's all kept real quiet or any of the serious things. It's just spying on people's political speech. So when you read about this, realize it's not just them that are at a higher level of status and class. It's that you are being identified and tracked. And that you are scum. Editorial, loophole lets some avoid tickets and tolls. For no good reason, thousands of cars registered to Monterey County drivers are essentially exempt from parking tickets, exempt from citations, and running red lights at intersections, monitoring by cameras, except from fees, exempt from fees from toll roads. Yeah, I lived in a neighborhood with a bunch of cops like 6 years ago, and I, you know, so you'd leave work the same time or come home the same time, you'd be behind them, you know their cars, because you'd see them get out of their private cars in their police uniforms. They drive like complete maniacs around here. You look over the back fence, they're stumbling around drunk with their buddies, barbecuing, and they all go get in their cars and leave. All the time you hear about cops on motorcycles and cars killing people, wrecking. They'll have alcohol levels where most people couldn't even walk. There's cases where cops will pull them over and they don't get in trouble. But then the bars that sell the cops the liquor, they go to jail. The gods are above the law when they kill themselves, but the bars that sell them the alcohol, it's all their fault. They go persecute and give them manslaughter charges. That just happened, where this cop and his girlfriend were so drunk they just got totally plastered on their high-powered motorcycle and went plowing through a guardrail in the hill country, and they went in and arrested the bartender. By the way, it came out they ordered the bartender to give them more drinks. It's just sick, man. It's sick. A bunch of drunk PTSD nuts running around doing whatever they want. These local cars are among the 996,000 California vehicles registered to owners employed by or affiliated with. That's right, their family are gods, too. A long list of public safety. Public safety. It's for your safety. Agencies and quasi-public safety agencies. Quasi, yeah. That's right, LCRA around here, the private mafia group, has their own SWAT teams. They rule. They're above the law. I've talked to people that used to work for them. They just flash your security badge, and the police basically bow down. They're part of infrastructure protection. The owners, therefore, are able to keep their home addresses shielded from public disclosure under state's confidential records program. They're all secret agents. Once upon a time, the program made sense. Until 1990, criminals and everybody else could use license plate numbers to get the home addresses of most Californians through Department of Motor Vehicle Records. But after a couple of highly publicized stalker attacks on actresses Rebecca Schaefer and Teresa Solanda, the law was changed to make the DMV addresses records off-limits to public while allowing law enforcement agencies to have access to home addresses except those protected under confidential records programs. Yeah, what about cops stalking hot women? I always read about that. But only after the cop goes nuts and rapes and kills them. Their favorites to sit outside the topless bars and pull the topless dancers over drunk and demand services. That's all right. It's freedom. The confidentiality program has been in place for more than a decade. It should have been amended in 1990 to enable law enforcement agencies to obtain confidential DMV addresses, information on anyone when necessary. But as the Orange County Register reported recently, police officers, relatives of police officers, parole agents, social workers, that's child kidnapping rings, animal control officers and judges and city council members, legislators and others that are part of the crime syndicate, remain under a social special cloak of protection that does little to shield them from crooks or stalkers, but that immunizes them from inconveniences such as parking fines, highway tolls. When they drive past a toll booth without paying, a ticket is generated, but the highway authority can't figure out where to send it. The officers and the officers get to keep a secret plate when they retire. If they change jobs and no longer are eligible, they can keep the protected plates for 3 years. On the Southern California toll road, 3,722 vehicles traveled toll-free in the past 5 years because of this misplaced confidentiality. Many of those vehicles made hundreds of free trips. And then the article just gets worse. It just gets worse from there. This is everywhere now. This is everywhere now. And see, what's scary is the cops on their own squad car videos, I've seen hundreds of them, will beat you up on video. You don't even resist. Your human instincts neutralize. And then they charge you and send you to prison. I'm tired of the injustice, and you're making good cops look bad. By the way, police, you're losing the info war. People absolutely hate you. I hope you know that.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
You can trace every disease, every illness, and every ailment to mineral deficiency. That is a quote from two-time Nobel Prize winner Linus Pauling. Because fruits and vegetables in their raw form are better absorbed, retained, and utilized than if heated, the Champion Juicer is the best way to get your nutrients your body craves. The Champion Juicer chews the fibers and breaks up the cells of vegetables and fruits. This gives you more fiber, enzymes, vitamins, and trace minerals. Juicing a combination of raw fruits and vegetables is documented to not only treat minor illness, but also is shown to reverse once thought incurable life-threatening diseases. Juicing with the Champion Juicer also promotes fast, healthy weight loss and pure body cleansing. Put the Champion Juicer to work for you and your family. Get creative with your juicer and add a grain mill attachment to make your own healthy, fresh flour. The Champion Juicer also makes great nut butters and frozen sorbets. The world's finest juicer is Champion Juicer. Ask for it at your favorite health food store or online today.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Fact. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution. Detoxification integrated with Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being, order your Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871, 888-212-8871.
Turn it!
We're back live. Bob Chapman coming up. Understand the psychological system here. We bash the police for the bad things they do, the tyrannical training, the shift into martial law, the public martial law drills, roundups, public violations by design of the Fourth Amendment, the end of posse comitatus, FEMA camps, spies, the total conversion of the economy over into a prison fortress, literally. We come out and bash the police, and then that further compacts them into their gang mentality of, see, everyone's against you. Because the average cop isn't a bad person, bad man or woman. They've just been incrementally twisted. So they hear this, and they go, well, I don't do that stuff. That's an exaggeration. That's bull. This guy's a liar. And so it further compacts them into the mindset. I do not personally hate you. I do hate watching videos of you beat people half to death and then charging them just so you want to cover up for yourself. I mean, they'll even show squad car video of them beating you and say, well, he spoke back, so I had to beat him, and that speaking was resistance, so I want 5 years in prison. Or, oh, you didn't pay your fare on the, or you couldn't get it out of your pocket quick enough on the subway. We now taser you for punishment. This is all happening. They tasered a guy yesterday, and he caught on fire. Now they're going to up the taser power. People die every day. It's a murder weapon. Cops have died in the test with it, especially big guys, especially athletes. Because their hearts are already amped all up. Just like they've had champion basketball players just collapse of heart attacks. You know, it's the best racehorses have serious, problems. It's like marathon runners are always dropping dead. But I'm already digressing. The point here is I don't want to be your enemy. But you've got unlimited power. You've been given the green light to do whatever you want. You're stealing old ladies' money out of their purses without even arresting them with asset forfeiture seizure. I see that in the news every week. You're scary as hell. And I care about my children a lot more than I care about you. I don't want them growing up in this third world pit. You don't like it, leave it. Hey, you're the ones that came in with these foreign powers and these foreign systems and overthrew my way of life. I want you to leave. You like being a thug? Go down and see if they'll give you a job in Mexico or Russia or China. Stop destroying my country right in front of me. Derek, the sales guy here in the office, won't come on air, but he was in there defending the police just now, going, well, a lot of them are nice. So most of them are nice, but there is this one who pulled me over 5 times from work when I was 20 in Clear Lake, and I wasn't speeding. I don't know why he didn't like me, but I had long hair. And then he beat me, you know, till my legs were bloody, but, you know, he was probably just having a bad day. And I'm not bashing Derek, but, I mean, I always see the abused making excuses for this. I'm tired of it, man. See, I've taken psychology and I've read a lot of graduate level criminology outside of college, but textbooks, it's very interesting. Go take it. Go take some courses or buy some advanced criminology textbooks. But really, it's in the 101 that criminals and psychopaths radiate towards power positions, and the number one and two are government positions and law enforcement. Now, most of them are just guys get out of the military, they want a job. Or most of them are just people that their dad's a cop, so they're going to be a cop. There's the old hunter slash guardian slash warrior class that's the honorable job they want to have. Or in big cities, that's the job you can have if you're blue collar. Not anymore, folks. It's more of the German or Soviet model where these are scary people. I mean, I've been downtown. That's why I won't go downtown anymore at night to go to a restaurant or a movie, because that's where the special roid head divisions. I mean, huge shaved head guys with devil tats all over them. And, I mean, I've had them. And I've been with friends. If you're with good-looking women, that really makes them mad, because women don't like shaved head roid heads. And they get really mad if you're with good-looking women. They'll just come over and say, what's going on? Let me see her ID. Hey, you got a problem, boy? Go ahead and make a move. They wear black gloves, huge roid muscles, and they'll just look at you. Just like out of a movie, man, like out of Road Warrior or something. Just give us the gas. I spare your lives. I don't want to live like this. Just stop pushing. Stop pushing. Stop pushing all the time. Stop treating me like crap. Just at least treat me like a scum slave, not a trash, filth scum slave. At least treat me as good as you treat the illegal aliens. You're God. We'll be right back and talk about the globalists sucking out the economy. It's only begun. Your masters are raping you right now.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM-FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the power hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player from the power hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains six DVDs that contain 10 different programs, two books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
I'm Harold Williams. I know about martial law. I want to teach you how to survive it. America has 10 telling signs of martial law, so use the short time left to learn to protect your family with the vital information in this book. Find the book at survivemartiallaw.com. I will tell you what you need to know to prepare for martial law. Things are changing fast. We even email you a free weekly update. I teach you how to act around troops, where to put supplies, how to be safe during the worst part of martial law, which is in the beginning. Surviving this major life transition can be difficult but possible. Arm yourself with the knowledge, as this is the only weapon you will have to protect your family. Go to survivemartiallaw.com or call 866-644-1933. Act today, as there will be no warning. 866-644-1933. Find the book at survivemartiallaw.com. Protect your family.
Living on the road, my friend, was gonna keep you free and clean. And now you wear your skin like iron, and your breath is hard as kerosene. You weren't your mama's only boy, but her favorite one, it seemed. She began to cry when you said goodbye. Sank into your dream.
Man, I've loved Willie Nelson since I was a little kid. I can't believe he's been a fan of this show for 10 years. I can't believe he went public against the New World Order on my show. I've already lived one hell of a life.
Nobody heard his dying word.
Oh, but that's the way it goes.
Oh, but that's the way it goes.
Who would have ever thought Charlie Sheen go public on this show, or Andres Rombulo, or Governor Jesse Ventura, or the California congressman a few months ago went public here? San Francisco Chronicle writer saying 9/11 is an inside job. Or Ray McGovern, who went public here.
Out of kind sight.
Or Paul Craig Roberts.
Lifty, he can't sing.
We're going to go to Bob Chapman, the international forecaster, in just one moment. I can't play this song, though, without letting you listen to Merle Haggard. His little verse coming up here. We're going to talk a lot in the next 45 minutes with Bob Chapman. So be sure and stay with us.
Day they laid poor Poncho low. For Ohio, where he got the bread to go. There ain't nobody knows. All the Federalists say they could have had him any day. We only let him slip away.
Hotel, a desert's quiet, Cleveland's cold. So the story ends, we're told. Poncho needs your prayers, it's true. Save a few for Lefty, too. He only did what he had to do.
I want to tell our police and military something. Don't let the New World Order destroy your name. They're setting you up. They're going to use you to bring in tyranny. Then they're going to have globalist reforms and flush you down the toilet. Just like they're using the U.S. to take over the planet right now, while at the same time demonizing us globally and making the New World Order look good. Rupert Murdoch's newspapers demonize the U.S. worldwide, but then domestically are pro-war. It's all staged. You better realize you're being trapped. You're being set up. Bob Chapman was with Army Intelligence. Then, of course, he had the largest financial newsletter in the U.S. till he retired. Then he came back with the International Forecaster. He is one of the top 10 icons of the Patriot movement in the last 40 years. You know, Bob, that's a point I don't think you've ever made on my show. I don't think people know that you've been fighting the New World Order since the late 60s. Tell folks, before we get into the news and the finances of what's happening, just so they know a little bit more about you, because you don't toot your own horn, how long you've been in this? You're a Mossback.
Well, yes, I am. And I can remember back in 1964 getting together with Gary Allen and Ed Griffith and Alan Stang, and we were all headed in the same direction. They at that time were all writers, and I was a wannabe, I guess, and was a stockbroker specializing in gold and silver shares, and that's when that evolution started for me. So it's been 45 years or so that I've been involved in bringing the truth to people.
And boy, I bet things have changed since 1964.
Thank goodness for the internet, because that's really made the big change, because we're able to disperse information to so many so quickly and at such a small cost. And then we've always had radio programs that talk about the things we talk about, but they were pretty limited in what they could say 20, 25, and 15 years ago.
And they were regional.
That's true, and so they were of limited reach, we'll call it. And of course, today with what's going on, not only with the internet, but with the stations like this one that carries this kind of information. More and more people are learning how they're being taken.
Now, Bob, I want to get into the economy, the food rationing a lot, because you've been writing about that for a while. But before we do that, I don't know if you've heard about this. It's all over California papers. I've been talking about it for years. But now they're, A, why do you think they're now reporting on it? And, B, what do you think this means? They admit that 996,000 special plates, you're allowed to drunk drive, you're allowed to run red lights, cops, their families, government workers, CPS child kidnappers, they all, it admits here, this is out of the Monterey Herald, also have it out of other papers, that they are above the law. It says officers have a special cloak of protection, a shield, and that they are above the law. Now, I already knew that, but people couldn't believe me. And I remember Aaron Russo saying, he was talking to Nick Rockefeller, and Nick Rockefeller told him, hey, in the new system, we're all going to have a chip, at first a card, and that we're all going to be above the law. That is, we in the elite, and that the public are all going to be slaves. A, were you aware of this? And B, why do you think they're now reporting on it?
Well, I was aware of it, but like yourself, I never had any confirmation. No one would talk about it. And what does it mean, the exposure of it? I really don't know. I have to think about that. It all depends on what the source was that exposed it, and how did they find out?
Oh, they don't even deny it. It's on the books since 1990 in California.
No, but the generation of the information itself. I mean, you talked about a newspaper and other newspapers exposing it. What was the original source of exposure?
One of them was the Monterey Herald, several others, and it was the paper's editorial board put out the loophole, let some avoid tickets tolls. There's another one, Lou Rockwell, out of the way peasants. That's my question. Why have the papers suddenly decided to question God? I think that shows a split in the power structure.
Well, it could very well be. It looks like in order to get that kind of information confirmed, you would have to have had a break in rank, somebody who was really disturbed that those groups of people were able to do that.
Well, I tell you, that is a key sign of tyranny. In Nazi Germany, you were above the law if you were a party member, and same thing in Russia. You're a communist party.
Well, it goes on in China, too, right now. A good example of that, and one of the reasons why they've had such speculation in their stock and property markets, particularly along the coast, is that a party member would walk into a bank and say, look, I have a business plan and I have a new corporation, and I need to borrow $7,500,000 equivalent in yuan, and they can't refuse them. And, of course, most of these loans are never paid back. And so the recipient goes off and gambles with the money. And if he makes money, he hides it. And if he doesn't make money, he throws his hands in the air and says, look, you know, it was a catastrophe, and I'm sorry, but I can't pay it back. And because he's a party member, it's okay.
Bob, you lived in South Africa, Europe. You were in military intelligence before that, all over the world, saw these systems. 99% of the time, governments are run by fat cat thugs. Everything turns into third world cess because there's no free market and no one has a reason to work because it's all just sucked off of them. And why should they? It could be stolen. It's like the collapse of the Soviet Union, at least on paper. It's the same system over and over again, where a small group of thugs, just like what you mentioned with China. In China, for those that don't know, the grandsons of the first generals that took over with Mao, they own all the big companies. They run it all. The people are sick of it. They allow some low-level limited free market, but then they come and shake them down. And I don't think Americans realize that we're now entering into that. Where here in Austin, the former mayors and people openly own the banks that get all the deals for the stolen property they took under environmental guises. They're handing roads over. They're just taking farms and ranches at gunpoint. I mean, it's already here, Bob. I mean, it's just where I live for a decade, they've been raping the daylights out of people. I mean, just stuff that's hardcore racketeering. I mean, can you describe for people what this means or how it's going to unfold, that black uniforms and secret arrest, and that's not for the turban people, that that's for you with land and money?
Well, I think it's pretty obvious that it's a police state, no matter what you call it. And, you know, we saw that, as you mentioned, in many other societies. And that's the kind of society that we're entering into now, or already are in deeply into it. And the manifestations are special license plates for special people who are above the law, and people who operate within law enforcement, who sometimes worse than the criminals that are on the street that they're supposed to be picking up. You know, I've talked to some attorneys lately about the antics of the FBI and ATF, and it's incredible the things that they do. And so we're working towards and we're already into, as far as I'm concerned, a fascist state in America.
Well, do you agree that on a curve, we're just going over the hump downward, though? This, what we think is intense right now, is that point where you just start moving forward on the water slide towards the pool.
I would agree with that. And in fact, I think most everything that they want is in place. All they have to do is have an event or a chain of events which would make things happen more quickly, and then they would put everything into overdrive, and all of a sudden you would have a takeover of all the banks, you would have a federalization of law enforcement, you would have people like you and I who would be picked up and put in internment camps so we can't open our mouths anymore. And all of those manifestations.
Well, Bob, in their public attack pattern, they actually will just take me out to a grave, shoot me in the back of the head, and throw me in a pit. Or they might want to beat me up for a few days and have fun. You know, I mean, that's what they tend to do. You and I will actually be killed.
In all probability, yes. And there's not an awful lot you can do about it. You can take some of them with you.
I'm not even worried about it. Yeah, I'm not even. I don't care. They're scum, you know. They're going to lose in the end. We're going to take the country back, and one day hundreds of thousands of them are going to be on trial. They're going to get full due process, full jury trials, and they're going to hang high.
Well, you know, it's interesting that you say that. I've said that on other programs, and I cite the instance in Germany of the chief of police of Hamburg. And in 1933, the National Socialist Party was elected, and they appointed Adolf Hitler as their chancellor. So one of the first moves that Mr. Hitler did was that he consolidated the police the formulation of the Gestapo and the SS. And he called this gentleman, whose name I can't remember, to Berlin and said, "Look, I know that you dislike me greatly, but you're the greatest police chief, and we want you to continue." And so he said, "Fine." And so all during the war, he functioned as that police chief, and he was responsible for sending dissidents and others off to camps. And some of them were exterminated, and some of them were worked to death. And at the end of the war, they had their trials, and at Nuremberg, they said, "Why did you do this? You know, you were a wonderful policeman, and you went along with this program. You should have argued and not done it." And he said, "Look, it was the law, and as long as it's the law, I did that." And that's the excuse that these people have. Well, there are laws which are totally immoral, like sending people off to be worked to death or beaten to death or shot to death or whatever. And this is the kind of mentality today that is so prevalent in America.
Well, Bob Chapman, you're absolutely right. You know, they say truth is stranger than fiction. Imagine a fiction book written 30 years ago where the son of a Nazi police chief, a captain, that's the equivalent of colonel in the SS, running an entire city and county, a huge area, Graz and surrounding areas, who was this is admitted, involved in the arrest of thousands, including Austrians, Germans, who were sent to death. And then the guy is elected governor of the largest state, seventh largest economy in the world. He wears SS belt buckles on TV. He tells film crews he admires Hitler. He gets ADL awards for being wonderful. And he runs around trying to ban guns in California. I mean, how do you make that type? That's what I mean. We're living in the Twilight Zone, Bob.
Well, the people don't want to speak out because they're afraid. They're terrified. Particularly people in business who have to work and have to make a living. Look at the economists and the analysts and who work for large corporations. They don't dare say there's something wrong, well, no matter what it may be, because they'll lose their jobs. That's why economists and analysts are wrong two-thirds of the time. I mean, that's a spectacular record. I mean, one would be better off flipping a coin than listening to them. And that's just one little segment of society. And, you know, I heard an instance recently in a brokerage firm where a compliance officer said that, well, the sale of this stock in our company is going to dilute down the ownership of the people that already are in the company. And so what happened was the person was fired.
Stay there. I want to hear about this. We'll get into the financial end of this with Bob Chapman in just 3 minutes. GCN Radio Network, Infowars.com.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Harness the power of nature's thunderstorm to make your home smell fresh and reduce the threat of MRSA, black mold, bird flu, and more. The EPA has stated that indoor air is up to 5 times more polluted than outdoors, causing 50% of all illnesses. Now you can protect your home and family with the world's best air purifier using technology developed for NASA. Our patented, proven system eliminates up to 99.9% viruses, bacteria, molds, mildew, and germs from surfaces, and covers up to 3,000 square feet with no expensive filters to replace. Nothing else compares to our product. See the independent laboratory test proving our technology at tryfreshair.com/safehome. Reduce airborne allergens and up to 99.9% of deadly MRSA, black mold, E. coli, and more on surfaces. Go to tryfreshair.com/safehome to order online or call 1-800-492-1073. That's 1-800-492-1073, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern for our easy pay plan today.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? Tebow Tech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, Tebow Tech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The Tebow Tech Essentials Package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of Tebow Tech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
I'm totally blown away. We are changed. The Arnold Schwarzenegger video just came in. We just got it in the mail from 2 days ago. It has Arnold Schwarzenegger picking his nose and considering eating it. He considers the, I don't want to sound like a five-year-old. It's just funny. But that isn't what matters. We have a close-up of this, by the way. It's going out in the next few hours at wearechange.org and infowars.com. Little secret, there's already a test video up. But Schwarzenegger gets confronted about his Nazi belt buckle, how he loves Hitler. Luke could not have done a better job, and it gets to Schwarzenegger, that cowardly piece of trash. Your little black uniforms won't save you, punk. This isn't the movies. You are an enemy, and I won't rest till you get out of my country. Piece of trash. You are not going to be our president, you piece of trash. After all your father did to the good German people, and after what you set up over there, you degenerate piece of filth who's bought and paid for by the ADL and others. Why do you think they give him all these awards? Because they can destroy him anytime they want, folks. He's totally compromised. Let's go back to Bob Chapman. Bob, that's why they love Arnold, isn't it? Because they've got all that dirt on him. The makers of Pumping Iron have the video, and Arnold admits he made it. It was in the major magazine? The Rolling Stone saw the footage and wrote a story in 79 about it where he said he admires Hitler. The ADL can release that anytime they want. How compromised is Arnold Schwarzenegger as their puppet?
Totally. And that's why he's used the way he's used. And that's why he takes the positions that he does. And that's why George Shultz is his mentor. And Shultz at Bechtel Corporation, former Secretary of State, is one of the top illuminists in the United States.
Yeah,
so he's
Shultz,
right under
Shultz
wing.
Is a top kingmaker.
He absolutely is and has been for years.
In fact, when Bush won the nomination for president in 2000, they admitted on CNN he had to go meet with Shultz at Bohemian Grove to get the nod. It said that Bush Sr., Colin Powell, met with Bob Shultz and that he basically gave the go-ahead.
I've heard the same story.
I mean,
and I'm sure it's true.
How does Shultz get into that power position? I guess he's just so old, it's whoever's left at the top. Or,
well, you know, it's just like David Rockefeller's probably not functioning very well anymore. He's in his 90s, and so power, you know, drops down to the next level of younger illuminists, and you know, in the theoretical area, you've got Brzezinski and Kissinger, but you have so many people that we don't even know the names of, people who have been doing this for many years, who are extremely important that we'll never even know about.
The office is just rolling. Burmis just saw the Arnold picks his nose, looks at it, and the point is, every time you see him, it's a scripted photo, scripted video. This is absolute gold. I'm sorry, Bob. This is just absolute gold, this video. We're about to break. We're going to have you to the 20 or 30 after, depending on how long you can stay. Whatever you think's most important economically when we come back in 70 seconds, Bob. And I want to get into this food rationing. We have the documents. We have the evidence that they have orchestrated this. I want to get your take, if you agree with that, and how they've orchestrated it, why they've orchestrated it, with Bob Chapman. The website is theinternationalforecaster.com. You can go sign up and get a free copy mailed to you, or you can pay and get twice a month the hard copy, which is thick and full of key info, or sign up for the computerized electronic copy and get two a week at theinternationalforecaster.com. Also, I have, and if you've only got a phone and not computer, we'll give a number out before he leaves. Washington, You're Fired, a film about political change in D.C. This is really part two to America, Freedom to Fascism. This film should be just as important as that film. We're carrying it discounted at Infowars.com. And also, the Showtime special, it's expanded with 3 hours of extras, discounted out of the gates, available nowhere else. American Drug War at Infowars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand.
For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The in-studio video cam will go live in T-minus 30 minutes. Richard Reeves will be in studio with Inside Ron Paul info. A lot of key information. News Blitz coming up the last 30 minutes of the show. I'll also open the phones up when Richard Reeves is in studio with us. We'll even open the phones up now if you want to talk to Bob Chapman in the next 30 minutes. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. The premiere of the Arnold audio is coming up in about the next 15 minutes or so. Okay, let's go ahead and go back to Bob Chapman. Bob, you've got the floor. What's happening with the economy as it continues to deteriorate? Everybody's admitting we're in a recession. Bush said last night, the North American Union meeting, that the recession doesn't exist, just like the NAU doesn't exist.
Mr. Bush wouldn't know the truth if it jumped up and bit him on the cheek. But he is incapable of telling the truth about anything. But getting back to the facts, yes, we've been in a recession for over 2 years. And it became noticeable a year ago November in the manufacturing sector, and then this past November in the consumption area, especially evolving now into services. Unemployment's not 5.1%. Unemployment is over 14%. And I think the public has really got it now, and that's showing up in the figures for consumer confidence. They know that the government is just plainly and simply overwhelmingly lying to them. And so the financial end of our economy and the world economy has been, for the last 8 months, on the edge of collapse. And the only thing that's kept the financial system from collapsing is money, which is being created and guaranteed by governments, such as the United States government, which is being, in the case of the United States, given out to financial companies by the Federal Reserve, is what's keeping the thing afloat, and it's not going to work. The lower interest rates, the increase in money and credit, it will not work. You got to look back and see that money and credit has been increased by the Federal Reserve for the last 4 years at over 6%. It's now averaging over 17%, and it's the 18 of 20 major governments are doing the same thing. So there'll come a time when no one will want to, or very few will want to, borrow money or be able to borrow money, and that's when the system's coming down.
Bob, I know you scan all the financial news. In the last week, three different European central bankers came out and said that when the Bear Stearns situation came up in late March, that it almost collapsed the global economy completely, and they say it could happen any time. They're now starting to talk about total implosion. You're still saying, and I agree with you, that it's controlled. But are they trying to hedge their bet because what they're doing is so dangerous they may lose control of their blood-sucking and that it may explode out of control?
Well, quite frankly, I think it's in part disinformation accompanied by good information, which is not unusual for these people. And I still contend that Bear Stearns was a financial assassination, and they didn't want anybody to see the books of and the trouble that J.P. Morgan Chase was in. And they didn't care for Bear Stearns because they were outsiders.
And so by absorbing Bear Stearns, that gave cover to the Federal Reserve to energize its own shareholder, J.P. Morgan Chase.
Exactly.
Bob Chapman, stay there. We got a break again. Long segment coming up. Your calls for Bob Chapman. We'll talk about the food shortage, what he thinks is behind that, at 1-800-259-9231. You can also call me in here on the studio phone number at 512-646-5400. We'll be right back. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv. Those are the coordinates. Go now.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother. Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing that the major oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the United States was so strong that they are allowing my listeners to buy one at their regular price of $9.95 and get another one free of charge. If you are not completely delighted with the savings, SFR will refund the purchase price and shipping. Share in the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-USE-SFR-1 today.
USCivilFlags.org is here to help Americans remember, as well as our leaders, that every man and woman is sovereign and that we're all endowed by our Creator with life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. The Sovereign Civil Flag is available at USCivilFlags.org and is a symbol of our desire to return America to the dreams that our forefathers envisioned. Show your support for a return to traditional moral values by flying one of these great flags today. Standard flags are 3 by 5 feet, with miniature flags also available. USCivilFlags.org also carries a large inventory of Ron Paul-related gear, including DVDs, buttons, and sew-on patches, and a large variety of educational books and numerous historical documents, including the U.S. Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, and the Articles of Confederation. So visit us online today to pick up your piece of history at USCivilFlags.org. That's USCivilFlags.org, or call us at 646-498-5309. That's 646-498-5309.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Emo wrote a news article yesterday titled, it's actually 2 days ago, on April 21st, Sunday, I guess it'll be Monday, Food Shortages or Globalist Depopulation Agenda? And then he answers the question with all the declassified government plans. Kissinger's 1974 plan for food control genocide, how the IMF and World Bank would go in and make the countries let Big Agri in to shut down food production, how they would stage wars to reduce food production and starve people, how they would use IMF and World Bank loans to make countries sign on to that, to carry out sterilization and one-child policy. India tried to enforce it. China is the only successful one to do it on a large scale. Peru did it. And it's all documented here. And then notice they've said we need a global tax for world poverty and hunger and for evil carbon that humans exhale, that plants breathe. Forget all the toxic waste. Forget all the genetic engineering, all the real environmental problems. No, we need to have 10 million government-controlled corps led by Al Gore. This is like Mao's little red book with his youth brigades, the communist youth brigades. This is serious. Look it up. I'm not joking. Out pushing all of this on us. And so here they are openly engineering the operation. The public doesn't know how to look these documents up. They don't know about the IMF World Bank documents that came out in 2002, how they admit they engineer it then. We have multiple sources, Club of Rome documents, CFR documents, Richard N. Haass writing for the CFR in a public paper saying we'll use the threat of terror. This is a decade ago. It was just republished. They're bragging again. And the threat of carbon as a way to, quote, make humans the enemy, and the state will organize society around making humans the enemy. So they're engineering a lot of this. Weather plays some into it. This is globalization. The country that could feed the world over 3 to 4 times, depending on which harvest it was which year, now can't even feed itself and imports close to 40% of our food. Bob Chapman, international forecaster, what do you think's really behind this? What's your analysis?
Well, there are a number of things, and I'm going to go through them rather quickly. The first is this higher prices for food and the shortage of food is inflationary. And the inflation has really been caused by the central banks, particularly the Federal Reserve. And so in order to deflect people away from the source, which can be the only source of inflation, the Fed, they create these situations where there's a shortage and there's higher prices.
Let me stop you. I forgot that point. That's exactly what I saw about a month ago when this really, there's so many facets, I forgot that. They at first were claiming that food prices were up because of a shortage, not because of inflation. Go ahead.
And that was the original message. Now, the ultimate for this is people control. That's their next step, and they would do that by rationing or limiting prices, which all of which doesn't work. China's tried it, and it doesn't work, and Nixon tried it, and price controls are ridiculous. And the third thing is that one of the major reasons for all of this is, as you pointed out in the readings that you've read, which I've read as well, they want to get rid of the useless eaters. And that's the third world that just seems to be hanging around. And, of course, it's a profit center as well. And that brings us back to the ethanol aspects of this, where a lot of this agricultural produce is going. And 85%.
And by the way, not just in the U.S., Brazil, Europe, they're all turning their corn and other things into this ethanol. That's not biofuel. That's done with trash, folks. That's a good thing. This is separate from what Willie Nelson's doing. This is taking the raw materials and engaging in this. So bottom line, just like the Federal Reserve banks have engineered the financial implosion to consolidate, but as you said, it's gotten out of control, they're engineering much of this and then still posing as the savior. That's their formula. Create the crisis, offer the solution. The solution is the next phase of their intensifying control.
I agree. And Brazil is using sugar. Europe, like we, are using corn and other things, and which takes away from production for edible grains and beans and things like that, which people need. Now, the profit center aspect would be 85% of ethanol, which is produced, at least in the United States, is produced by ADM, Archer Daniels Midland. And that company, the majority ownership, lies in the hands of the Andrus family, who are all aluminous.
So where do you see this going? They have food riots in over 50 countries, they're reporting, on a daily basis, from Indonesia to Egypt, from, you know, areas of Africa. There's all sorts of crises, all sorts of strikes, all sorts of power outages. It's like civilization And this isn't just over-reportage. They're actually under-reporting it. It's like things are unraveling. Is it that the globalists have gotten so busy snatching up the infrastructure and have gotten so greedy that they're not even managing things well now and things are just unspooling?
Well, it's planned chaos. And it's all part of the things like when you have financial problems, like back in 2000, 2001, I predicted there would be an incident, which happened to be 9/11, and that there would be an invasion of Iraq and Afghanistan. And why? To keep people's eye off the ball. If you have wars going on over there, people aren't paying that much attention to what's going on in the economy, and the fact that at that time we were in a recession. Of course, we were pulled out by this gargantuan creation of money and credit, and the boom that which turned into a bust and a bubble by the Federal Reserve and the housing market. And so this is another distraction, this let's starve them to death situation. And that's exactly what they're doing, and it's not going to stop. They're going to keep right up with it. When even the G7 said the other day at their meeting, we got to stop making ethanol from edible agricultural products. And I didn't hear anything else after that.
It's amazing. I want to take some calls, Bob, but there's other financial things happening of the entire pantheon of developments in the next few minutes. What is important that you'd like to impart to our audience before we take calls?
Well, I think the most important thing that people should realize is that the financial system is broken, and they are not going to be able to resuscitate it. They're going to be able to extend it for some period of time. That period of time is unknown, 2, 3, 4, 5 years at the very most. And in the meantime, what will they do to offset that? They'll have more wars. They'll probably have a draft and selective service. They'll continue with their weather-controlled disasters, such as New Orleans, and the things that we're talking about here, about price of food and the unavailability of food.
Let me stop you again. Let me stop you again. For listeners out there laughing, it's on the Weather Channel. It's declassified. When it got declassified, I had the father of modern weather weapons, meteorologist Ben Livingston, on the show twice, and he came to Austin for me to interview him. It's on PrisonPlanet.tv. They had certified in 67 Stanford Research Institute, Naval Weapons Laboratory that he ran, that they could create, kill, stop, steer, empower, weaken, anything they want with hurricanes, and that was with primitive technology, Bob.
And it's probably a lot better now.
Well, you know, meteorologists said that Katrina acted very bizarre and that they did blow it up in the flood of the 20s, and the evidence is they did blow up the levees this time as a big martial law drill and as a way to snatch the property and give it to casino builders, which they've now done.
That's right, and that's how they evolve these things. And they're all plans. Some of these plans are 20 and 30 years in the making.
Well, one year before New Orleans, they made the movie for FX Channel, Oil Storm, starring Mayor Ray Nagin, where a hurricane hits and floods New Orleans. Sorry, go ahead.
Well, you kind of let me flat-footed here, but these different events are all part of a move to make people confused. So they won't act on things, so that they don't understand things. I mean, you come out and say, we have the people who, the person who was involved in weather alteration in the program, and yes, it is a fact. Now, that's great. And then a lot of people are going to believe it because you've had him on. But most of the people don't listen to these programs. And so consequently, most of the people are going to believe what they hear on the news, on the general media. And so consequently, people are going to remain confused because they really don't know what the truth is.
Yeah, Bob, I was backing up.
That's our job, to get it out to them.
I agree. I was backing up what you were saying because people probably almost ran off the road when you said that. And weather, I mean, they flooded the Ho Chi Minh Trail in Vietnam. They had weather control. I mean, this much of this is declassified. And it's just, the globalists are playing God. We're going to do one more little quick segment with Bob. We're going to take three calls, one from Dwayne and Mike, and one from Joe. Bill, Chris, and others, you can hold. We'll get to you after Bob is gone. We're going to break now, come back with just a five-minute segment, take three quick questions for Bob Chapman, the internationalforecaster.com. In the 30 seconds we've got left, Bob, pick a date. I mean, so you're saying you don't think the economy will implode completely in the next year. You think, though, on the outside, 4 to 5 years. So are you saying 2 years from now, on average, you're saying that's probably the date, or what are you saying?
No.
You're saying you don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah. Well, it seems to me things are deteriorating faster than even I thought they would, and I hope we've got 3-4 years. But a lot of people are out of work. The truck drivers I know are going out of business. I mean, it is just amazing what's happening. Final segment, Bob Chapman, your call straight ahead. Stay with us.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you can be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
All right, the Arnold Schwarzenegger audio of him being called a Nazi and key info being brought up really upset the weak coward. We'll be playing that audio coming up in the next segment. Let's go back to Bob Chapman and your calls. Joe in Arkansas on the network phone number. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, I'm Joe from Wisconsin, but it's good to talk to you, Bob and Alex. I just wanted to comment on the food situation. Monsanto is building that seed bank up in Scandinavia, but at the same time, they're also pushing GMO foods on us. And that doesn't necessarily scare me, but they had this outbreak of hoof and mouth disease in England. All relates back. It was one of these contaminated releases that their solution was scorched earth. They just.
By the way, it was admitted that the government released it. Go ahead.
Yeah, it was a scorched earth policy, though. They just killed all the herds for, like, thousands of miles, just kill everything. And what scares me most is now with their seed bank, they can say, oh, the entire biosphere, we contaminated. Well, we'll just have to scorch earth all of you. And, well, the inflation rate also is, you know, under my skin, too. But I'm most concerned about what they're going to do about food. So.
Okay, let's go to Bob and get his take on that. Yeah, Monsanto's business plan, they admit, is to infect everything. Go ahead.
Well, I've been very, very disturbed with what Monsanto and a few other firms have been doing for the last 15 years. I've been writing about it. And in the process, Monsanto has made a great deal of money. And I don't think most people realize that. Their stock has gone from $18 a share to close to $100. And that is a result of their earnings. And I think what the intention of the Illuminists is, through Monsanto and that handful of firms, they want to control in total all of the production of food in the world.
And that's why they literally block anybody from suing Monsanto or stopping their activities. They are a part of the larger program. You can always tell when something's on the inside track because it's given total protection.
Exactly. And that's what's gone on with them and others. And if you notice, there's merges and merges and merges. And when all is said and done, we'll have two or three firms doing what Monsanto's doing, and that'll be it.
And then they'll all just intermarry, and it'll be a new imperium. Thanks for the call, Joe, in wherever you're at. Let's talk to Dwayne in New Mexico. You're on the air. Go ahead. Go ahead, Dwayne. You're on the air.
Oh, let me hear me, Alex?
Yeah, go ahead.
Awesome. First, I wanted to say what's up to Kurt. We miss him at his old job, but glad he's fighting the fight and doing what he needs to do. I've been doing a lot of video watching and reading on mind control experiments and so on and so forth, and I was reading an article you guys reposted by Alex Ansari about mind control through television and how it accesses the reptilian brain, so on and so forth. Anyways, I was wondering, with food prices going the way they are and fuel prices going the way they are and these crazy conspiracy theorists who mentioned that fuel prices and food prices were going to be skyrocketing, everything's now coming true, yet you still see people ignoring all the evidence of a total collapse happening, and the mainstream media doesn't comment on the tent cities, and everybody says it's okay. You know, Ben Bernanke admits to the Federal Reserve causing the first Great Depression, and then, you know, everybody's okay with the Federal Reserve causing this next one. I mean, obviously, people aren't waking up. And
look.
Cynical, but
in disasters, when they tell people that a dam is broken and high water's coming in 5 minutes, there is always a percentage that will deny it and stay and die. There are always people when a ship is sinking who refuse to leave saying everything's fine. They are in denial, but they were the minority 100 years ago. The government, the psychological warfare experts have ingrained the public on how to be cowardly, denial-stricken creatures. Bob Chapman?
Yeah.
I agree. And, you know, it's human nature to take the easy way out and say, gee, I hope it doesn't happen. I don't believe it can happen, and it's not going to happen. And that it's just all too many people are doing that today, probably 70 to 75% of the population. And it includes a lot of bright people who just can't be bothered by naysayers who bring all these facts to light because they just think it can't happen.
Well, aside from getting everybody to take out their TVs into the middle of nowhere and lighting them up with 223, I mean, what exactly can we do? It seems like everybody's okay with everything going to hell in a handbasket. And, you know, even though they're starving, they don't want to fight. And once they're starving to the point of no return, it's too late. They're going to be too weak to fight.
Most of the public will beg the black uniformed thugs to stab them with bayonets and kill their children. And sounds sarcastic, but no, a lot of them love being slaves. Bob Chapman, thank you for spending all the time with us today, sir.
I'll be back, and thank you for having me.
You bet. We'll be right back ourselves, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us. More calls straight ahead.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections, and ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutraMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871, are the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
Someday, cancer, diabetes, and poor health may disrupt your life. Are you going to be the one in four who gets cancer in their lifetime? Well, now you can set aside your worries and offset that chance with AlkaVita. AlkaVita is a pure elemental liquid silicon that is high in oxygen and highly alkaline to help balance our acidic lifestyles. Fast food and unhealthy habits contribute to excess acid and the undesirable effects that lay foundations of disease and poor health. Do you remember the old saying, an apple a day keeps the doctor away? Those words of wisdom are true. Your body heals itself when eating well. Rather than fighting the effects of chemicals like corn syrup, sugar, preservatives, and other unpronounceable ingredients, your body is the best pharmacy in the world, and with AlkaVita, it can help your body naturally neutralize excess body acid and help hydrate your body, promoting the energized, healthier you. Go to AlkaVitaHealth.com. That's A-L-K-A-V-I-T-A Health.com or call 800-651-4011. That's 800-651-4011.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guys lost. Everybody knows the fight was fixed. The poor stay poor, the rich get rich. That's how it goes. Everybody knows. Everybody knows that the boat is leaking. Everybody knows the captain lied. Everybody got this broken feeling, not like their father or their dad. just die. Everybody talking to their pockets. Everybody wants a box of chocolates and a long stem rose. Everybody knows. Everybody knows that you love me, baby. Everybody knows that you really do. Everybody knows that you've been faithful. Give or take a night or two. Everybody knows you've been discreet, but there were so many people you just had to meet without your clothes. And everybody knows.
Beam.
Everybody knows.
Richard Reeves is going to be in studio with us coming up here in about 5 minutes. I am going to stream the YouTube video downline for PrisonPlanet.tv members. This is just a Schwarzenegger test video. This has not been put out yet on the main YouTube channel. That's why we're not giving the address out, because Luke wants to do a better encoding of it, which is great. But just for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers who are watching right now, the radio listeners are listening on the internet, they're listening on satellite, they're listening on AM and FM dial. That's all free. PrisonPlanet.tv members, they're able to see the in-studio cam, the document cam. They're able to see all of it. So we're about to play this Schwarzenegger being confronted by Luke Radowski, other members of We Are Change. The video starts with Arnold picking his nose and examining the contents. It is sophomoric, but it just shows everything scripted, how the media covers up and only shows the good side or the flattering side of Schwarzenegger. And then Luke walks beside him, and people try to push him off and try to stop him and try to threaten him, bringing up Kirk Valtheim, bringing up Arnold wears Nazi belt buckles. It's just amazing. I want to commend We Are Change, and I want to just commend everybody out there. So here is the video of this. Ladies and gentlemen, the audio for the radio listeners, PrisonPlanet.tv members, this is the maiden voyage. You are seeing this video now for the first time.
Kurt Valtheim, your friend.
Did you all meet Pimpo? Did you all know Pimpo, one of the great students of this university here?
Can you comment on Kurt Valtheim, sir?
Your brother-in-law's son. The smartest in the whole family.
What about him? Comment on him. He's your buddy, right?
Can I help you out?
I just asked him a question. He wouldn't answer my question beforehand. I was there in front.
I'm Aaron McClear, Governor's Press Secretary.
How you doing? My name's Luke.
Hi, Luke.
Oh, you're the secretary thing?
Yeah.
Maybe we could exchange contacts or something.
What do you need? I understand. You're piling questions in. What can I help you with?
With Kurt Valtheim, we just want to comment.
Who's Kurt Valtheim?
Kurt Valtheim is his good friend, good buddy. We just want to comment from him about his relationship with him.
For sure.
Okay. Thank you.
What's this?
This is just something my friend gave it to me.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what are all these things?
These are press passes.
Yeah. How'd you get them?
I registered. I come from Austin, Texas. I'm a reporter.
Okay.
Austin, Texas. Infowars.com. If you ever get a chance, check out that website. For the people, by the people. You work for the university as security? Or?
Yeah, I'm
okay.
I'm
just making sure everything's okay?
Yeah.
Any questions, I'm here, ask me.
Okay.
Just, right. We're just journalists trying to do our job.
Okay.
All right, thank you. We were very nice to Arnold Schwarzenegger in the beginning, but since he never wanted to answer any of our questions, we decided to step it up a notch. Arnold, you still got your Nazi belt on?
Got the SS belt on today, Arnold.
You got the SS belt on? Why don't you answer questions about your friend, Waldheim, who's a known Nazi war criminal? What'd you do at the Bohemian Grove, sir? What'd you do at the Bohemian Grove? You came to the Bohemian Grove, yes you did.
I lived because of you.
Just threw you out of the inside, so you get out of here before you get out.
Do you have your SS belt on again? What about your father who was an SS officer? Your stepfather was an SS officer. You said in your book you loved Hitler. You did. It's a comment.
Otto, we see from the comics just in the show on 9/11. Come out saying that the buildings were exploded.
So, Otto, no comment about your friend Waldheim, who's a known Nazi war criminal who you said you love publicly, sir? I'm not doing nothing bad. Answer the questions. What about your friend? I'm not doing nothing bad. Don't worry about me.
Slow down on me, remember.
Any comments on Kirk Waldheim, your good friend, who you said you love, who's a Nazi war criminal? Any comments on that?
Governor, was that a baseball?
Excuse me.
Just tell me where to go. I'll go.
What about Bohemian Grove? You come out yet on it? Mr. Governor, we just got a baseball.
Arnold, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
We know that you're a Nazi, and it's not going to be hidden. We know that, sir. Your Nazi history won't be.
Governor,
stay on the sidewalk. Stay on the sidewalk.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, Chris.
Mr. Schwarzenegger, please, can you sign an autograph for me? Arnold, thanks for coming, Arnold, please tell me.
You will never get a new world order.
Arnold,
we know that you're a Nazi.
Stand back. Can you give the graduation speech for 09?
A book of the Iron Man. And then the movie of the Iron Man.
Okay, folks, we are back live here. And we're going to be taking calls later in this hour and into the fourth hour today. Again, Luke, we just got in the mail this morning the Arnold Schwarzenegger footage that we were just streaming to PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. You notice it's a YouTube template, but this is a test because they're uploading a better quality version of it right now. This one cut off some of the websites and things, so they're redoing it. That's why we're not showing you the title of the video, because it's a test video, but the higher quality one will be up in the next hour or so at wearechange.org, infowars.com, We Are Change, Rhode Island, where this took place. And these individuals, there's a lot more on the video, people freaking out that they dare talk bad about their god, Arnold Schwarzenegger. Now, understand, his father was an SS captain who ran an entire city and sent thousands to their deaths. That's admitted. Then, when his father died, his mother married the number two SS guy from World War II in Austria. Just amazing. But this type of stuff is going on. And here's the black ski mask police in their little German outfits. I don't want to bash the Germans, their little Nazi outfits. to keep Lord Schwarzenegger safe from the evil American rabble. And the cops get to be above the law and get to drink and drive and get to do whatever they want. So it's fun to be part of that whole system. Okay, till about 30 after in the next hour, so for the next 40 minutes or so, we're going to have my good friend Richard Reeves here in studio with us. And Richard has been deeply involved with the local Ron Paul campaign, the local Ron Paul meetup group here in Austin, one of the largest in the country. And he was bringing up Broker Convention to me 6-8 months ago before it was all the big buzz. And so I thought that I would have Richard Reeves in studio with us because there's some people in the camp who, if you say that Ron Paul isn't going to be president, they will get mad at you and say that you're an Al-Qaeda terrorist, basically. I'm joking, but they say, you know, next to that. There are others who say, no, we're just trying to take over the party, take over the state and federal platform of the party. We're trying to inject real issues at the convention. I'm all for that. Some have misconstrued what I have said and have claimed that I am against Ron Paul people becoming delegates. That's not what I said. I have just talked to people in Minnesota and in Tennessee and in Missouri and other places where they were told by the Ron Paul campaign at the delegate process at the county level months ago that if you are a delegate and if for John McCain votes, then you need to then go vote for McCain. I rarely have coughing attacks on air, and I'm having one. It's about every 5-year occurrence. I'm not quite sure why I'm having one. But perhaps somebody can get me some water. Actually, I do know why. I was eating a sandwich, and you start eating sandwiches like in a 3-minute break, trying to gobble the whole thing, and you end up having some go down the wrong hole. Then you ignore it, and I guess having a little piece of food in your lungs doesn't feel too good. All right, I'm feeling better now. Richard, you having fun in here?
Yes, sir. I think my eardrums just got blown out there. Alex, thanks for having me in the big InfoWars ivory tower today.
Yeah, the ivory hovel. Oh, my God. Jeez. I muted the mics and tried to roar the piece of food out of my lungs. It didn't work, but it dislodged it for a second. I want to start over here, Richard. While I compose myself, just tell us about yourself and why this is so important. And there's different camps in this whole movement that I support. There's a few camps that I just think are misguided. But I mean, try to break down the delegate process and how these things really work for people who are laymen out there.
Okay, well, ultimately, the bottom line is, let me start with the bottom line. What this is about is the number one thing you talk about all the time, and that's waking people up. It's getting in the Republican Party, waking these people up, getting them on our team, and the consequence of that and a side effect of that is growing our numbers. Waking people up grows our numbers, and so that's simply what it's all about. And at the same time, we can enjoy the synergy of taking back the Republican Party, which is one of the major parties in our country. It's like you've got two big battleships out there when it comes to parties. You've got the Republican battleship and the Democrat battleship, and the Republican battleship is listing to one side thanks to the bad leadership they've had for so long, that we've got a real opportunity. And Aaron Russo talked about this on one of the last interviews he had with you prior to his passing. He talked about trying to get in the Republican Party and getting it taken over. Now, I know that the focus, unfortunately, has been a lot about the possibility of a brokered convention, and that was a very valid possibility up till when Romney suspended. When Romney suspended, when he stepped out, which I think was March, it was right after the March primaries. No, actually, I think it was February 5th or 6th, about 2 days after Super Tuesday. When Romney stepped out, then that really reduced the chances of having a brokered convention. And we can talk about the details of that. But bottom line is, I'm very, very excited about what's happened over the last year and a half. And at the same time, I'm frustrated as well. But in general, we have a lot to be excited about going forward. And the thing about us becoming delegates, like I say, we get involved in the Republican Party. We're going to send a contingent here in Texas, somewhere between 10% and 30% Ron Paul loyal delegates to the state convention. As a matter of fact, one of the projects we're working on now is we're going to be sending out DVDs to the entire delegation, and including the alternate delegates that are going to the state convention in Houston. We're going to be sending them out DVDs. So we're going to work on waking those people up, and that's what needs to happen all over the country. We need to have all these Ron Paul meetup groups, which, by the way, that is one of the most exciting things that's come out of this whole thing, are these Ron Paul meetup groups. Prior to January of 07, we really didn't have any way to link up patriots, liberty and freedom lovers all over the United States. We didn't have a way to link them all up, get them networked together, and those Ron Paul meetup groups really made that possible. So I would encourage all the folks out there in this audience that I know are awake about the New World Order, they're hip on the left-right paradigm being a fraud, they know about the Federal Reserve. I would encourage them to, by all means, we've got to keep these Ron Paul meetup groups all over the states and counties, cities, you name it. They need to keep on going and growing their numbers.
By the way, this information is so important that I'm not even going to go to break myself on my end of the internet streams. And for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, the network will break here in a few minutes. I'm just going to continue, and then we'll come back for the AM and FM affiliates and Schwartz affiliates that are out there. We are with Richard Reeves. He is a coordinator here in Austin, really doing a great job keeping the Ron Paul revolution going. And I'm going to try to clarify my position on all of this and where I stand when we get back. Stay with us.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
I don't mind that I'm getting older, but my wrinkles made me too nervous to smile. It was those fine lines that formed around my cheeks and mouth, and those crow's feet over by my eyes. People were starting to think I looked unhappy, but really I was just embarrassed by those wrinkles. Then I heard about a product called Tautinol. Tautinol is a serum that goes directly on the skin to support collagen and reduce the appearance of wrinkles. And it works. I'm not afraid to smile anymore. Now it's your turn. Today you can get a full bottle of Tautinol. You don't need a prescription, and you don't need surgery to reduce the appearance of those wrinkles. See what Tautinol can do for you and your confidence. It sure gave me something to smile about.
For your risk-free bottle of Tautinol, call 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914. Tautinol is the non-invasive way to reduce the appearance of wrinkles. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914.
Back live talking to Richard Reeves, does some camera work for us, and also a local Austin activist, known him for many years, and he's been intimately involved in this move to get Ron Paul people to take over the delegate positions. Richard, try to describe the different camps, because from my perspective, there are different camps. There are people that say he will be president, we are going to take the delegates, John McCain will not be the nominee. And then, meanwhile, Ron Paul's put out press releases saying, no, looks like McCain will be the nominee. Give your, you know, if your delegate is for McCain, give it to McCain. And then I just point that out, and people say, oh, I'm making that up. It's not true. And then say that I don't support Ron Paul people taking over the delegates, when I've said I think they should take over the delegates, take over the platforms, inject real issues, take over the party to stop election fraud, and to be able to inform other Republicans and wake them up to the fact that the mainline Republican Party is not constitutionalist and is two sides of the same coin. That's my position. Maybe I should ask it this way. What is your view of what this delegate takeover is really about, Richard Reeves?
Well, my view is that we just need to do what Ron Paul has said, and that's to have as many delegates there at the St. Paul Convention as possible. Now, will that be enough to win? Who knows? I mean, the only possibility.
So you're saying Ron Paul does want everybody to take over the delegates for him.
Well, he said that in the past. I haven't heard him in the last month what he said on that. But the thing of it is,
hold on. Where is he saying that he wants the people that are taking over the delegates to make him the nominee?
Well, on the website in the past, on RonPaul2008.com, he said what we want to do is ultimately have as many delegates vote for Ron Paul as possible.
Yes, he did say
up
that.
At the St. Paul Convention. And as far as I know, that's still the stance. Mm-hmm. Now, that being said, that does not mean that he wants people that are bound to John McCain. Like here in Texas, the rules of the Republican Party state that the delegates that go to the St. Paul Convention are bound and contracted to vote for John McCain. So on those, I say we don't mess with those. We follow the rules.
But to be clear, there are some people, because this is a grassroots deal, who want them all.
Well, and of course, that's fine. But the thing is, to me, the more realistic, I think Ron Paul, there's still an outside chance that something can happen. I mean, we know John McCain has had health issues in the past. Look at Gary Hart years ago, one of your favorite CFR guys. Gary Hart was a big leader in the Democrat Party for a nomination back a few elections ago.
He had it in. He
went down. And the other thing about McCain is he has got federal election commission problems in a big way.
Well, that's the thing. He openly goes to England, and every one of those contributions is a felony, and so does Hillary. And nobody, I mean, they just commit felonies everywhere.
Well, I understand that. But with the FEC case, the part I'm talking about is that he agreed to do public financing of his presidential campaign back sometime in 07. In the fall of 07, he used that potential
and
money
he's
that
now
he's
maxed
been,
that out, and now he's young.
Well, there's actually kind of three issues on it. He used the public financing opportunity coming up. He used that as a way to actually collateralize a loan to continue his campaign in the fall of 07. Then on top of that, since he accepted public financing, the skids were greased for him to get on ballots all over the United States, which normally he would have had to pay fees or maybe gather signatures. He had a lot of hoops that he had to jump to get on these ballots, that by accepting the public financing for presidential race, he was put on these ballots basically for free. And that's now a controversy as well. Then
there's no doubt that they mean to give it to a Democrat. He's a dead horse. They're just running to make it look like, kind of like Bob Dole.
He's a Bob Dole candidate, exactly.
Yeah, that they ran against Clinton. So you guys think that the media is not going to destroy him until he gets the nomination officially. And then they'll destroy him.
It's our job to inform the Republican Party and those conventioners and delegates, hey, these are issues with John McCain, so we need to do that.
Richard, I totally agree.
There we go.
That's where I think you guys should take over the delegates. I've just been told that I need to support trying to push him for president.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Terror Storm, A History of Government-Sponsored Terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We are now into hour number four. Richard Reeves, a little coordinator to try to get Ron Paul the delegates. Maybe we should start here. I know a lot of the audience knows this. A lot of them understand this, Richard. But explain how the delegate process, how the Electoral College works, how nominations work, how this works. That we've had broker conventions before. And certainly if it was a close race of just 4 or 5 points, you could have Ron Paul behind McCain in the convention, have a revolt, and then have Ron Paul win the nomination. But even when it's 2-3 points difference, it is political suicide, and they've been failures in the last 100 years when they've had them. For the candidate who's behind, because it looks like they're trying to take popular vote, the delegates are supposed to represent and honor that popular vote through common practice. Now, it's a little bit different from state to state. I am for taking over the party. I am for making sure real issues are there, for making sure Republicans know that John McCain is staged, that he's going to take a dive for Hillary and Obama, who are going to be on the same ticket together. Just watch. That's what they've been saying for years, the insiders. So with this scripted deal, I know that most of you guys in the Ron Paul Revolution who are doing this are trying to foil that, expose that, sabotage that. I support all that. I'm just saying there are a lot of people saying, no, he will be president. We're going to have all the delegates, which, of course, that's not even happening either. But you all guys are getting a lot of delegates, which I commend. And we're going to go say Ron Paul is our nominee. So just explain the delegate process to people, please, Richard.
Okay. To start with, to win the nomination, you're supposed to have 1,191 delegates, which is 50% plus one of the total delegate count. Now, one thing that was a little bit inaccurate about what you said is it didn't necessarily have to be close race. It could be, for example, John McCain, maybe he would have ended up with 1,000 delegates. Let's say Romney got 300 or 400. Huckabee had, theoretically, if he'd had 400 or 500 and Ron Paul got 100 or whatever, that opens it up for a brokered convention. If nobody reached that magic 1,191 number, then it's up for grabs, and those delegates...
Hold on. I didn't say you couldn't have a broker convention. I said politically, if they're not neck and neck, and even when it's neck and neck, it's supposed to go historically to whoever has the majority.
Well, no. Those delegates on the floor make that decision, and whoever gets the most number of delegates...
No, I didn't say they couldn't make the decision.
Right.
It's political suicide.
Well, perhaps. But
do you have any historical examples?
Well, Abraham Lincoln is an example.
He had 60 delegates versus somebody with 1,000?
You know, I don't know the exact numbers involved.
Neck and neck.
Okay. Well, that's not my understanding on the Abraham Lincoln. And bottom line is, sooner or later, we're going to have a face down with the press anyway. But I wouldn't have been too concerned about that. But now let's talk about realistically speaking. I mean, the opportunities for something to happen and Ron Paul to become the Republican nominee right now rely on a health issue with John McCain, a scandal issue with John McCain, FEC. I know the Democrats filed a lawsuit last week about these FEC issues we were talking about a little while ago, which the last third of the issue with the FEC is he has overspent in the primaries by several million dollars.
You're right about that, Richard.
And so if something happens with the FEC and the Republican delegates, but anyway, the fact of the matter is there are many, many states, Iowa, Wyoming, Michigan, Nevada, Maine, Alabama, Alaska, a lot of these states were won by Romney or Huckabee. Those delegates for the Ron Paul campaign are fair game, and the way we get those delegates is you start at the very beginning. You go to canvassing your neighborhood, a simple get out the old-fashioned get out the vote effort on Election Day. And by the way, we've got several elections coming up, which I've got the list of. But on Election Day, you go to your precinct convention and precinct caucuses. You become delegates to your precinct. Then from your precinct convention, you go to your regional convention, which could be a county or senatorial district. In Texas, we have senatorial district conventions and county conventions. You go to your regional conventions, and you keep moving up as delegates through the convention process. Here in Texas, we're going to have a minority of Ron Paul supporters going to the state convention. I think it's probably going to be between 10 and 30%. Ultimately, at St. Paul, we can have a 10 or 30% minority, and that won't be enough to push it over to do a brokered convention thing or whatever, but we can still nonetheless be up there waking people up, handing out DVDs, etc.
Wonderful. I am fully behind all that. I just think in some of the vitriol, not with you, but some others, me just saying it wasn't realistic to go take delegates from McCain because of how that would be seen, just for pointing that out. We're supposed to strategize here. I was evil.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Wake up, Protestant America. There is an ecumenical movement now being planned to join church and state. This confederation of evangelicals, Catholics, and Protestant denominations will form one huge political voting bloc. Their agenda is enforcement of religious worship and morality by legislation. Our forefathers wrote the Bill of Rights to guarantee all Americans this freedom, liberty of conscience. History and the Bible prove to them that these two systems, church and state, must be kept separate. It must be our love of God and of country that prompts or constrains us. This will change the character, not civil enforcement. From history, we saw that when church and state united, known as Papal Rome, religious intolerance resulted. This union would go directly contrary to the great principles of our nation. America and Papal Rome are uniting in this agenda. Protestant America, awake before it is too late. The prophecies are fast fulfilling. Jesus is coming soon. For free materials, call 888-211-1715 or write The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenore City, Tennessee, 37771.
Hey there, this is your radio talking.
Have you noticed how every type of gadget these days requires some specific type of battery? It doesn't matter what kind of gadget you're using. We all take different sizes and types of batteries. That's where BatteryStation.com comes in. More like battery heaven. BatteryStation.com has every type of battery you can think of at extreme low prices. BatteryStation.com has your power needs covered. Whether it's a hard-to-find battery that your local stores don't carry, laptop batteries, computer backup batteries, BatteryStation.com has it all. You'll also find high-tech LED flashlights from Surefire, Streamlight, Pelican. Find headlamps, knives, and much more. BatteryStation.com also carries super tough, crush-proof, waterproof, and airtight hard cases for your camera, cell phone, laptop computer, and more. Be sure to check out all the bulk specials and closeout deals. Visit BatteryStation.com. That's BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Visit BatteryStation.com. That's BatteryStation.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We've got Richard Reeves in studio with us today because I'm trying to, you know, look at the larger picture here, because some people don't understand what's going on. They have no idea how these delegate processes work. It's different in every state, so it is confusing, even if you try to understand it. But to also clarify that I have the entire time supported trying to get delegates. I just day one when Ron Paul put out that press release saying, well, it's pretty clear we're not going to get the nomination, but I'm going to continue to fight for our values. And then I talked to state coordinators and people who were being told by the campaign, hey, you need to, if you're supposed to cast a ballot as a delegate for McCain, you need to do that and follow the state rules. And then I would say that on air, and people would email me saying, you're a liar, it's not true, when it's on record. So, you know, I think there's a little bit of delusional stuff going on out there, and I just don't want to build up expectations. I want people to realize we've already had a great victory. Tens of millions of people have woken up to liberty and freedom. They found out about real issues. They found out about the Federal Reserve, the North American Union, the inflation tax. They have discovered Ron Paul, who was a doorway, a gateway into this show and hundreds of other prominent radio shows and websites. And it's been wonderful. Some people are all bummed out and run off and said, oh, you know, Ron Paul didn't do it right. He didn't run third party, so I hate him. And I said, no. You know, he's doing what he said he'd do. That's fine. And other people are saying, no, he will be president, and they're going to kind of be like the UFO cult when the UFOs don't land. They're going to freak out. And then you've got people in the middle, like Richard, who I agree with, who are saying, no, we need to take over the party, take over the delegates, do as much as we can to change the platforms, to take over the Republican Party. And that's what's exciting, is that all over the place, the Republican parties at city and county level are now Ron Paul strongholds, hundreds and hundreds of them. And that, Richard, is where I want to commend you and everybody else. You have just done a fabulous job, and you've worked so hard, Richard.
Well, Alex, I appreciate that, but you know how it feels like you can never do enough. The thing of it is that we've got to remember is that us waking people up, you've said it a million times if you've said it once, waking people up, getting them awake, and bringing them along with what we're trying to do. And that's the big picture behind this whole delegate process. But, you know, I mean, for example, in Pennsylvania, the Republican Party is supposed to allocate 74 delegates in Pennsylvania. Well, those are all unallocated delegates. So all these Ron Paulers that end up going to Pennsylvania, they could potentially vote. They're unallocated, Alex, despite the fact whatever the popular vote is. Now, I'm not saying break the rules. There's an important difference. The rule is in Pennsylvania, these are unallocated delegates. They can vote any which way they want to vote. Now, most states like Texas, like I said, it does appear that John McCain has the number of bound delegates that he needs to get the nomination. However, there are some wild card issues out there with health. I don't want to dwell on that. But the thing of it is that what happens if the window of opportunity opens up and we're not there, which I think at this point, we're going to have a 10 to 30% representation in St. Paul.
That's wonderful.
And that's going to be a good minority. And you know what? We're going to be up there handing out DVDs. And probably in advance, we'll probably make our best efforts. I know here in Texas, we're going to send DVDs to all these delegates before they go to St. Paul. So, you know, if we can change hearts and minds, then the thing of it is we've been indoctrinated in so many things, and you discuss it all the time. And politics is a big way that the majority of Americans have been indoctrinated. They go to November, the first Tuesday in November, they get the ballot, and they vote. It's kind of like when you go to a fast food place, you go to the drive-up window, and you get your hamburger, fries, and a soda, or it's kind of like you go to the Chevy dealer and you buy a car. You don't think of all the processes, all the different steps that had to occur. For instance, let's say you go to New Orleans and you see the Mississippi River. You see that water flowing right there through New Orleans. Well, some of that water started up in Minnesota. And that's the same way we need
some of it started in Canada.
Exactly. So there you go. So that's the way we need to have a look at politics now, is we need to start thinking
the process, getting into the guts. And just the process of getting into the guts, we learn how it works. We learn how corrupt it is. We learn there's these little gatekeepers and infiltrators that the system has put in place. And we learn that we're as smart as they are, or smarter. We're just not dirty scumbags who want to suck blood out of the system. We want them off our back. And that's why I totally support this process. I just don't want to see all these infiltrators and saboteurs inside the New World Order, if he doesn't get elected or doesn't get the nomination, freaking out and leaving. I want him to know it's a victory. That's all I said, is that it's a victory what you're doing.
Absolutely. This and that's important. It is a process. For instance, I've described it sometimes in military terms, sometimes I describe it in baseball terms. We're right now in a political In the political scheme of things, we're like a real good 5A high school football team or a 5A baseball team. We've been through Pee Wee back in early 2000s. I think we were in Pee Wee League. You know, then we moved up to Pony League, Little League, et cetera, and then we got into junior high school. And we're like a really good high school baseball team in politics, and we proved that. We got sidetracked after the New Hampshire vote.
I'd say we're a good college team, and then the next level's going to the majors, and then after that, moving on to professional, and then winning the pennant.
Well, that's just it. See, in 2010, personally, I think we will be a college team in 2010 if we can keep everybody fired up and working. Get out there in your precinct level right now. For instance, we've still got Guam. Let's see, no, I'm sorry, Indiana, North Carolina, Hawaii, Kentucky, Oregon, Idaho, New Mexico, South Dakota, and Nebraska. All these states are yet to vote. Folks, if you're in these states, get out there and drive by, canvas your precinct. Go to your precinct, your county tax assessor office or whoever runs elections there. Get your precinct map. Drive by, canvas your precinct. Look for bumper stickers, yard signs, etc., and contact these people and get you a little cadre of folks in your precinct, and then go divvy up that precinct, go door to door, make the phone calls, turn up these people, the old-fashioned get-out-vote efforts, and then get your precinct conventions and caucuses. And we can send a lot of delegates out of these upcoming states that have yet to vote because the mainstream media is declaring McCain the victor. So, as a matter of fact, some of these Republican talk show hosts like Cunningham, Bill Cunningham, and Limbaugh, and Hannity, and others, they're suggesting for Republicans to go vote for Hillary, so we should be able to dominate in these states with delegates.
It's really disgusting. Shifting gears, as I predicted, people thought I was nuts when I did it, but I knew that they were behind Hillary and Obama, that to now hear Limbaugh endorsing Hillary Clinton. People couldn't believe that I was right about that, but it's staged. McCain, Obama, Hillary, they're all together. Obama's friends with Hillary. That's all staged and admitted. McCain vacations with the Clintons just like the Bushes. His wife has campaigned for her. I mean, this is as phony as a $3 bill. They're just, what's the term I've heard people use? You know, the chief newsreader.
Exactly.
I mean, that's really all they are.
Well, and the Pied Piper for the Republican Party, the good opportunity that opens up for us is the Ron Paulers and all these different states can get involved in the nuts and bolts and the machinery. The Republican Party, a lot of them, since they go vote Democrat, they're not going to be eligible to go to their conventions. They're not going to be eligible to caucus, etc. So that opens up for Ron Paul people to get more active in that and ultimately have more influence in their communities. I would encourage everybody that possibly can to run for precinct committee chairman. Run for chairman of your precinct. It's a small office, but it's like politics at the atomic level. It's where it all starts, that stream of creating these candidates, cultivating candidates. I mean, where are the bad candidates coming out of right now? They're coming out of both the Democrat and Republican parties. Ultimately, we're going to be involved in the Democrat Party as well to, if we're ever going to have a real chance of getting back our government, we're going to have to do that. But right now, the focus is on the Republican Party because it is so weak and because the Ron Paul campaign has spearheaded it. But we're going to be able to soon, in 2010, I think we're going to have, because of the work that's gone on right now, is we're going to have ultimately thousands of candidates running in 2010 for local offices, from dog catcher to city council to mayor. I mean, you were talking about running for mayor just the other day, to county commissioners, state reps, state senators, etc. We need good candidates. Like I was talking about the example with the Mississippi River in New Orleans, let's get to the headwaters of the political process.
And we only win by engaging in the process, even though it's rigged and has scams and fraud. You don't give up because of that. You get deeper into the guts to ferret it out. I mean, I go back to just 5-6 years ago, you'd see polls where 20-25%, depending on the poll, thought that the election system was fraudulent and Diebold was a scam. Now I've seen polls as high as 86%, major national polls, and so now those companies are getting sued, they're getting removed, they're getting, people think it's an oxymoron on air when I say there's a lot of thieving and scamming and fraud going on, kind of like he got second place in Nevada and they said he got third place, or right, kind of like he got first place in Louisiana and they said he got third place, you know, or second place. They lie. They have been caught in fraud. People say, well, you're saying there's fraud, then why do you say vote? Because you have to stay involved. Just because they're cheating, you keep going to the tables, showing how it's a rigged deck, showing, because if you just give up and walk away, they win. You know, you take your marbles and leave, they win. You got to stay in the game, even if it's rigged, to keep showing everybody how it's a fraud. And so I see people doing that. Now, I'm not criticizing Ron Paul, but this isn't a cult. So I'm going to say my ideas for this. Some say you shouldn't even question Ron Paul. When I had him on air about a month ago, and I'm getting him on soon again, I politely said during the break and on air, I said, you need to come out with a plan against socialized health care. You need to come out with a plan against the war, a pullout plan, write a one-pager, simple plan. You need to come out against the open borders. And he's like, well, I've done all that. And I go, no. Have like a battle plan. People will do it their own creative way on your website. Ask people to form into core groups and then to even get directives from the campaign, you know, to continue this as a defense for the Republic, to take those 20, 30, you can debate even more, Ron Paul supporters, say, hey, the fight isn't over. Now we're going into this mode. Instead, it shifts it into promoting a book and kind of taking some time off. I know he was tired and 73 years old. And instead of giving the main movement a ball to carry, it became this delegate thing. And I'd say, and I've looked at the numbers, I'd say there's 20% of the revolution left that from what it was at its peak, when I think we could have kept 90% and then expanded that. This was a once-in-a-lifetime. I'm not saying we've lost it. We can still codify a plan and go out and get these people. And so, Richard, when we come back, I want to discuss that with you on the other side. For PrisonPlanet.tv viewers that are watching us on television right now, we're going to continue during this four-minute break, and we'll be right back for all the radio listeners after that on the other side. You can go to my streams and listen there.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
This is Steve Shank, J. Michael Stevens Group. Let's get real. Flour is already being rationed. Prices on food are getting so high, warehouses are installing security systems and guards. You can expect soon to see criminal activity in food. We're all in a foot race as to whether the food will become so expensive we can't afford it, or there will be no food at any price. We can't grow enough of our own food, even with genetically altered trash. It will give you the opportunity to eat perfectly engineered food. They think God didn't get it right, so Monsanto had to step in. If you think it's a little bit crazy to put in a supply of food, it's okay. We won't tell. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. It may be a little bit crazy, but that's okay. Because there is no such thing as a little bit dead.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease, such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SniderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SniderHealth.com. That's SniderHealth.com.
Richard, in the 5 minutes we've got left, and I want to have you back in as this develops in the next month or so, give people some of the dates, what they need to do around the country, people in Austin, how they can help you and others. You guys are taking over the party. You're injecting real issues. You're getting ready to run in the next election in 2 years. Thousands of people nationwide. Your leadership, other leadership, fabulous idea. I am totally behind it in my own meager capacity. And, again, I don't want people to think it's a loss if Ron Paul doesn't get the nomination. That wasn't even the goal by the serious minds. The goal is to take over the party.
That's right. And ultimately, we'll be doing the same thing in the Democrat Party. In Travis County, we're already on our way. But what the folks here can do in Texas is Charlotte Brown, the guest host of George with George Butler on a GCN Live program, is heading up the effort to get DVDs out to all the state delegates and the alternate delegates. And her website to contact her is OperationWakeUp.com, OperationWakeUp.com. And on the right, on the top right-hand side of that homepage is her email. So, folks, if you can volunteer or donate to that effort to get these DVDs out, which, by the way, I'm very anxious. I'm going to buy that DVD if you've got it in stock today, that Washington, You're Fired.
Yeah, got it.
I'm going to get that because it sounds like it's right up our alley of what we're trying to do. And, you know, let me talk a little bit about the third party. I mean, that was been a big topic of conversation. And I want to go back to the 06 to give real-life examples of problems that third-party runs give us. We had to abstain from the primaries. In 06, members of your audience, including myself, we worked in the Republican Party up against Mike Cruzy in the primary. We worked in the Travis County in the Democrat Party against Karen Sunleitner. And then at the same time, most of us couldn't vote if we wanted to sign a petition for either Kinky Friedman or Strayhorn. So that kind of divided us up.
Yeah, lots of Byzantine rules. But exactly. For listeners with a national, international audience right now, they need to all get with their local Ron Paul meetup groups and other organizations. The fight is still going. We can't give up. Look at how much ground we've gained. Don't expect to win the Super Bowl, kind of like you said earlier, in your first time out on the field. This is very, very exciting what's happening.
Right.
And what are the delegate numbers right now? How many? I mean, just I know it's hard to know state to state, but I know there's a lot of news articles saying Ron Paul folks are capturing counties, capturing cities, capturing districts. We know this is happening.
Well, the delegate numbers are, according to the news, it's probably when McCain has probably around 1,300. Out of that 1,300, 1,400 some odd, I think he's probably got bound delegates, probably 1,000, 11 or 1,200 bound delegates. He's going to get more bound delegates in these upcoming elections. But what we've got to remember are the unallocated and unbound delegates. It would be beautiful. Okay.
How many does Ron Paul have now?
Officially, I'd say it's a low number. I would say it's probably less than 100. But what can happen at the convention?
Yeah, we don't. But I mean, at the state level, we know Ron Paul people are capturing a lot of them. So those chips won't come out on the table till later.
That's right. It's a process to see where it ends up. For instance, we had in Senatorial District 25, we had a majority of Ron Paulers in Senatorial District 25. I think they're sending 80 or 90% of their delegation are Ron Paulers, both the delegate and the alternate slate. They sent a huge majority, and there may be other. It's very hard to find that news. You've really got to scour.
But we're going to find out and give folks the date of the convention when we're going to learn all this.
Okay, here in Texas, like I say, we need people to go to OperationWakeUp.com and get on board with the DVD project. The convention dates for Texas are June 12th, 13th, and 14th. That's a Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. That's going to be in Houston, Texas at one of the good Illuminati people, George R. Brown Convention Center.
But then coming up in Minnesota later this year, there's going to be the national convention.
That's right. The national campaign or national convention in St. Paul is starting on September 1st, and I believe that's a Monday. So it'll be up there. That'll be an exciting event to see if we can get as many Ron Paulers as possible.
And we're about 4 months away from that now.
That's right. That's right. And so that's coming up. And earlier I made the example of some local politics going on here. And the reason I make that, though, is to emphasize why a third-party run makes it kind of difficult, because the Achilles heel of us taking out a lot of incumbents is in the primaries. It's very important that we be able to participate in the Republican primaries, and if you know, when we've got the constitutionalists on the left and the Democrat Party, we need them to be able to participate in these primary parties, because that's where the headwaters to these bad politicians is.
No, I understand,
is.
But, right. if the big battle's about who the executive's going to be, who the president's going to be, it's a rigged game with these three-stage candidates, these puppets.
There's no doubt.
Marionettes. And so the whole point is Ron Paul had something historical going, massive momentum built up. I understand the anger of people who wanted him to run third party. And I think it was one of the few times in history that there could have been a chance for something to happen. At least in the info war, it would have expanded and continued the debate and the discussion. But I think this alternate plan is just as good. Either way, we fight, we get involved in the info war, we win. Richard Reeve, I'm going to come back and do a big news blitz, but I want to thank you for coming in studio with us, my friend.
Thank you, Alex.
Thank you so much. Stay there, Richard. During this break for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, we're going to continue the discussion and for the streams at InfoWars.com. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com. That's SPYVILLE.com, or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I'm Harold Williams. I know about martial law. I want to teach you how to survive it. America has 10 telling signs of martial law, so use the short time left to learn to protect your family with the vital information in this book. Find the book at SurviveMartialLaw.com. I will tell you what you need to know to prepare for martial law. Things are changing fast. We even email you a free weekly update. I teach you how to act around troops, where to put supplies, how to be safe during the worst part of martial law, which is in the beginning. Surviving this major life transition can be difficult but possible. Arm yourself with the knowledge, as this is the only weapon you will have to protect your family. Go to SurviveMartialLaw.com or call 866-644-1933. Act today, as there will be no warning. 866-644-1933. Find the book at SurviveMartialLaw.com. Protect your family.
don't have to go. Little baby, tell me you won't go. We'd be so good together if we had the time. Be alone.
I can listen to this all day. Great White, good 80s, 90s band.
Ooh, loving ain't no crime. Oh no,
ain't no crime.
I see your man ain't here. He don't care. And when the night is gone, I will move on out to find.
All right. I'm going to do a news blitz here for you.
Search the world for someone I'll never find.
And I'm also encouraging all of the listeners out there. Because I get so busy on air, I never even plug what makes all of this possible and what is the best tool I've found to wake people up out there. Sometimes I've been told, how dare I mention that videos are the most effective tool. But they really are, and I hope that everybody will go to InfoWars.com, will order on DVD, Washington, You're Fired, and American Drug War, The Last White Hope. This has 3 hours of extras on it. All available at InfoWars.com. Washington, You're Fired, and American Drug War. We also have Ron Paul's new book that's out, The Manifesto for Freedom. And just a lot more there available right now at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Man, it is weird not doing commercials sometimes. On my own internet feed and for the PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, because then you come out of break and there was no break and you're used to having those breaks as a breather. I can't go around shouting orders during the break. I can look out my window and see Burmese working hard right out there. Everybody, you want to see Burmese? Everybody want to see Burmese out the window? Here, let me show PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. Get up out of my seat here. And we will... There he is, right out there. Oh, man. How's it going, Burmese? I ought to get a wireless camera and walk around the office with it. I could do the show out front on a headset. Paul was joking I could go to the beach with my family and do the show with a headset over the Skype system, over the access unit. There he is out there working. And who is that over there on the wall? I know I've walked away from my microphone, ladies and gentlemen. I'll be back over there just in a moment. Here's our studio in here if you want to get a look at it. A little camera on me and got the document camera right there. Got another camera, another screen in here. And I control things from right here. We also got some folks out there that do some of the work. And, well, basically, this is my little broadcast pod in here. Go ahead and set this camera back up here. This is Truly Insane Radio, brought to you by the Meathead. All right, hold on a minute. My camera back up there. Okay. Oh, man. Some days doing this fourth hour, I get really tired. Especially if I want to go through a big news blitz of information. But here we go. T-minus 22 minutes left in this transmission against tyranny. food shortages or globalist depopulation agenda. I mentioned this last few days, but I really should read this whole article, but there's just not time. I think everybody should really, as soon as possible, go read that story. By the way, is the Schwarzenegger video officially up yet? Because I saw that test version. Good thing we played it then, and whoever pulled that down. And I wonder if Burmese was involved in that. And then we've got, oh, man, teasing people is one of my few pleasures. This is something that's really, really serious. Oh, I said I'd take phone calls. I know we got phone calls on the main network phone system, and we got phone callers here in the call-in number. But we will take a few calls. I'm going to do two intents of a news blitz today at 512-646-5400. Coming soon, a medical research lab is planned for the heart of London. Is it safe to house a facility dealing with deadly diseases in a large urban population? Natasha Gilbert reports. And here is the London Guardian story there. It's called Coming Soon. Came out yesterday. Now, this is an important article because under BioShield program, 36 level 4 bioweapons laboratories were built from 2001 to 2006, last time I looked it up. And they put level 4 bioweapons labs in new level 2 and level 3 and aging level 2 and 3 facilities all over major cities, Chicago, Baltimore, Maryland, Galveston, Texas, Los Angeles, and they admitted in the press that these are laboratories with race-specific bioweapons, and just, I mean, this is the super stuff. I mean, anthrax is a level 3. We're talking level 4. We're talking about mammal pox that kills 99.9% of whatever it comes in contact to. Total death, total destruction. Meanwhile, the cops are running around freaking out, running checkpoints, harassing bedraggled families that work 20 hours a day, you know, on their Prozac driving home from work. You know, police running around hiding under their chairs from Al Qaeda. Bin Laden's going to get us any minute. Oh, he put out a new video report agreeing with Bush on something uploaded by a known neocon CIA website, but everything's okay. Meanwhile, we got genetic engineering completely out of control, bioweapons labs everywhere, fission fusion systems, giant nuclear reactors being built. I mean, you tell the local Austinites they've got very high-powered research nuke here in Austin reactor, and they'll tell you it doesn't exist, the J.J. Pickle Center. You can Google it in 5 seconds and find it, but you won't. You're pre-programmed to coward. It's all right. Don't matter. Run around police. Run checkpoints looking for Elk Dot everywhere. Meanwhile, your bosses write public documents saying they want to use race-specific bioweapons to release on the public. Dick Cheney wrote that, and everything's fine. Now, that's why I'm living in the Twilight Zone, man. We got the sons of Nazis that send people to their death, actual SS officers, running around under the control of the ADL, wearing SS belt buckles on TV. I just can't handle it anymore, man. I'm living in the frickin' Twilight Zone here. I mean, I really am. Let me read this article to you. A medical research lab is planning for the heart of London, is it safe to house a facility dealing with deadly diseases in a large urban population? Natasha Gilbert reports, let me see. The last two foot-and-mouth releases were admitted by the government and accidentally released during bioweapon drills at Porton Down. And then it came out they released it on purpose. The government is run by psycho killers, do you understand? They're bored. They're tired of mistresses and jets and money and power. They like killing you. They like killing me. They like poisoning your water. They like playing God. They like running it all. Oh, God. A £500 million, that's over $1 billion medical in U.S. money, research laboratory in the heart of London could carry out work on the world's most deadly diseases. Guardian Education has learned, backed by the Prime Minister, the land to be built yard from St. Eurostar terminal in the British Library will replace the National Institute of Medical Research in Mill Hill, which includes one of the UK's 10 Category 4 labs. Now, again, weaponized anthrax is level 3. Level 4 is supposed to be underground, in pressurized, like a submarine, sealed, with automatic burners ready to burn it up underground, surrounded by 3 fences with minefields, a machine gun nest, huge armored doors to enter. And they're robotically controlled in the lab, so humans don't even get into the pressurized area. Now, instead, they're sticking level 4 and level 2 and 3 facilities that get hit by hurricanes. It's all over. They're going to Remember 4 years ago when they mailed super weaponized flu that kills the vast majority of those that come in contact with it? It was like 5,000 different labs were accidentally shipped it by the Centers for Disease Control. They accidentally shipped the super deadly flu. The government loves you. Give up all your rights. Al-Qaeda will get you. What's up? Oh, you're making eye contact. We have something going on. Oh, God help us all. These have included security levels and work on highly contagious and incurable diseases such as Ebola, Lassa fever. The government also has around 350 Category 3 labs where work on SARS and HIV takes place. Yes, where they're building new ones for you and your family. Look, I know you're not going to listen to cops, and I know the evil's probably going to end up winning a few more rounds. And I'm not saying this for effect. When your children are dying and you're dying of the bioweapon attack, it isn't Al-Qaeda, okay? It isn't the Al-Qaeda you think it is. Look, man, I want to go surfing. I want to go to Hawaii. I want to go see Crater Lake. I want to go camping in Monument Valley, Utah. I do not want to be here, okay? I do not want to have to talk to you. I do not like the fact that you take it as me begging that I warn you and you get on a petty power trip. I don't like the fact that psychopathic Nazis hooked up with a bunch of nuts in Israel and other places run everything and that we're completely screwed. Okay, I'm telling you the truth here. You've just got to die, don't you? They've got to kill you first before you wake up. As you're dying, you'll probably think about the shot. I take no pleasure in that. God. It's all over. Oh, jeez. Now listen to the crap. It's the same way they sold BioShield. They say it's done to protect from terrorism. They have to have all these weapons to protect you because they have to study the weapons and produce thousands of gallons apiece of them, as the Baltimore Sun reported 3 years ago. Thousands of gallons of liquid death was the term they used. The potential threat of terrorism, as well as the ongoing investigation into the biosafety branches of the Pierbright Laboratory in Surrey, which caused last year's outbreak of foot and mouth disease, another one they did, means a discussion to build a Category 4 lab in King's Cross area by 2013 could cause a potential storm as London gears up to host the Olympics. Folks, the government of Australia 6 years ago released the full genetic code diagram to make a mammal pox for any mammal that kills close to 100%. Oh, but they're not worried about that. They're worried about carbon dioxide that plants breathe. That's the deadly weapon that must be stopped. That's the deadly ooga booga that we all have to fear and that films are shown to all your kids in public school about the Earth's going to die from the deadly carbon dioxide that humans exhale. It's making us the enemy, in the words of the chairman of the CFR, so the state can, quote, wage war against the enemy, humankind. But the elite will do that waging war. Do you get it, cops? You're not the most powerful people. You're nothing to them. You think you're part of the power structure. Do you hear me, FBI? Do you hear me, BATF? You understand they've killed hundreds of microbiologists who were in government weapons programs in the U.S., England, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, Russia, France, Germany, Belgium, Sweden, Denmark, on and on and on, Italy. It's over 300. They murder them. They double tap them. They run over them. They kill them. They're all in key bioweapons programs or identifying key bioweapons programs because they don't want these universities finding out who's going to release this stuff. That's why they don't care about me warning you. They don't care about me on the air because they're going to kill you and your family. Do you understand me? You think 9/11's anything? That was just to set the table and get you ready for their eugenics. You think I make movies where I say they plan to kill 80% of you to get your attention? You think I like attention of murder? murdering killers? You think I just make this stuff up? I'm not making any of it. Find out that the damn CFR, excuse me, find out that the CFR came out and said, you're the enemy, you and your family. You think I like being surveilled by these bastards? You think I like the fact that they got their finger right there on the button to kill me, but they don't want to scare you before it's too late? They want to move on all of you at once after a few more terror attacks and economic collapse when they got you really under their control grid? It's when you think you're safe, cops, and you're strutting around in your cities with everybody locked down, having the thumb scan to leave their homes and buy and sell, when you think you're the big boss and you're the heroes on TV and everybody kisses your butt. That's when you're going to get sick and everybody around you is going to be sick and you're going to fall over and die because your dirty masters are going to murder you. You understand me, boy? This isn't a joke. This is for real. And let me tell you something. In your gut, all of you out there watching, all of you out there listening, all of you that serve this system, all you psychopaths that think you're on top of things and think you run the whole show, who only care about yourselves, you know deep in your cowardly gut. You know I'm telling you the truth right now. And you know it's true. And that's why this show upsets you. Because you know there's some of us who have courage and who love humanity enough to warn everybody. And I am mad. I am bitter. I am angry because I have sacrificed so much to do this. I have sacrificed more than you know, more than you can imagine. Because it's my instinct to defend and warn people. I am upset about what's happening. I am disgusted by what's going on. I don't even want to do this radio show, but I do more hours and I'm going to go over 4 hours today because I've got a responsibility to warn you. And I'll take your calls, Eric, Mark, Carter, Mark, and a couple others, and that's it when we get back. I'll probably only go 10, 20 minutes into the fifth hour. God help us. 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 They're going to claim this crap's going to get out, or they're going to say terrorists released it.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Fact: rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution: detoxification integrated with Electro Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being, order your Electro Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871, 888-212-8871.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more.
InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
I hear the train coming. It's rolling around the bend. And I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison. And time keeps dragging on.
But that train keeps a moving.
But that train keeps a rolling.
On down to.
On down to San Antonio.
Hey, the train track that goes to San Antonio is right here.
Just a baby.
Right down the street.
My mama told me, son, always be a good boy.
Don't ever play with guns. But I shot a man in Reno.
Just to watch him.
Bunch of control freak murderers are in control of everything. They got a sick plan for you and your family. Hey, cops, go to any big environmental meeting with top professors on climate and the environment and watch them get standing ovations when they talk about how they're going to kill everybody. You'll think you're in a cult. Hell, who knows? You might join them. You might like it. Is it powerful to kill everybody? Will it make me feel tough? Is it the law to kill children? Then I say kill them. That's the crazy mindset. I bet there's rich folks eating in a fancy dining car. They're probably drinking coffee and smoking big cigars. Oh, I knew I had it coming. I know I can't be free. But that train keeps a moving, and that's what tortures me. All right, I got to stop screwing around in the fourth hour. I just get not even depressed. I just get sick of it, man. I just get tired of it, don't you? I'm going to continue into the fifth hour. I got a few other news items I want to hit. So we'll say bye to Genesis here in about 4 minutes. Appreciate John Harmon up there running the show. Ted Anderson, everybody. I got Snoop in here running the things down here in Austin, Texas. And Sneaky Snoop's his name. And then I'm going to quit screwing around. We're going to go ahead and take some of your calls. Eric in Philly, you're on the air. Good to hear from you, Eric.
Hey, Alex. Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
We really do appreciate your work ethic. It's a very good influence on us.
Well, thank you, Commander.
Right. So I have a whole list of stuff here I want to talk to you about. I don't even know where to begin.
Start with the price of tea in China.
All right.
It's up.
One thing people talk about is how the Illuminati worships Lucifer, and that's why they're so bad.
Yes.
Yeah, do you think Lucifer is real?
I do believe, yeah, there is a dark force, call it whatever name you want. The point is that even if you don't believe in it, the globalists believe in it very strongly.
Right. And are you familiar with Skype?
Skype's a form of internet communication over kind of like a phone line.
Right. They have these Skype casts where you can, like, host it and have people call in or whatever. And I've been talking to a lot of Saudis and stuff like that and telling them about that story about the Palestinian guy in Austin that you were just talking about. I was getting that story out to them.
Yeah, I noticed all the sites that say I don't talk about Israel, and I do every day, wouldn't post the stories we did about him being probably murdered because it's more important just to hate me and be right about the fact that I'm bad than there ever is to admit that they're wrong and have slandered me. Same thing with the Catholics run it all crowd.
Yeah, it's the Illuminati run it all. So just to clarify
that's that. Right, and they run every major group. It doesn't say that these other groups aren't evil or bad or being controlled. It just means it's a larger overarching system. Good to hear from you. We're going to end this side of the GCN radio network transmission now. There are the audio streams over at InfoWars.com, the one place to listen to the Overdrive or to watch us online at PrisonPlanet.tv. Where for 15 cents a day, you can see the fourth hour, a lot of times more than that, on video, the document cam, the guest cam, and a lot more at PrisonPlanet.tv. 15 cents a day, and your membership lets us hire more people and fight the New World Order that much harder. God bless you all. Genesis, see you back tomorrow. If everybody else, we'll see you at InfoWars.com. Streams right now. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The election cycle draws near, and we don't have much time left. If the American people truly hope to make a change in Washington, then we must act now with a cohesive plan for taking back our government. Washington, You're Fired is a new patriotic documentary from the director of Beyond Treason. The video is the result of a two-year endeavor to assemble a video tool for engaging, educating, and motivating the American people to climb back into the driver's seat of Congress. Washington, You're Fired lays out the last 7 years of fundamentally flawed terror-related spy bills in a linear fashion that no one has ever constructed before. The resulting shift in our governmental power structure leaves the American people with only two choices: be a part of the problem or be a part of the solution. Washington, You're Fired is being described as the best patriotic video since Freedom to Fascism, and we want you to get a copy and share it with your friends. We invite you to make the change. Help take back our government now. Go to TakeBackWashington.com and get the tools you need for the information war. We have a plan to take back our government. Visit TakeBackWashington.com.
You are listening to GCN.
Trine Day Books help you understand how the world really works. Trine Day prints the books other companies